One, two, three.
Bad boy.
Four, five, six.
B.I.G.
Lube it or lose it.
Yeah. Woohoo! All right. Woo! Yeah.
F me.
Oh yes, I can't tell you how much yes.
F me.
Lisa. Yum.
Stop it. This objectification of women has to stop.
Women are good for nothing, aren't they?
Yeah, you got that right.
Where do they start with a sponge bath? At your feet or your head?
No, they go with the dick. I don't like that head.
You see, this is just what I've been talking about. I can't even relate to you guys anymore because you're too immature.
I love parts. It tastes so great. When I smoke it, I probably gonna be late. Yay!
Don't guard that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Damn it. Shut up. I've been doing the middle finger.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Parmenum.
What?
Roll another one.
Smoke weed every day.
Just like the other one.
We're so high right now.
This one seems to be about to quit.
You got any weed?
I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. I love the blackness of it.
Roll another one.
Yeah, he is totally gay.
Just like the other one.
Does your boot be birdie?
This one seems to be about. I don't have another cent.
What changes would you make in men?
Their face.
Yes!
The best tonic is Chronic.
With Corinne Bale.
Wow.
Do you have any marijuana I might be able to buy from you?
And now, like most people, I did marijuana and heroin, but I don't consider those drugs because those are God's flowers.
Our feature presentation.
I think that's a good way to look at it.
God's flowers.
He made them.
Yeah, right? That is true.
Means he wants us to smoke them. Or snort them, you know, or however you do it. Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It is a Friday morning. I have a question for you. There was a highway patrolman right next to me.
Okay.
First of all, I have two questions. One is, if the highway patrolman is going 80 and the speed limit is 65, and he's not chasing anybody, he's not going anywhere, he's just going down the freeway at 80, can you keep up with him? Or will he pull you over because you're doing 80?
I would not.
You wouldn't?
I might do 75. I would not do 80.
Okay. Yeah. But here's the real question. He was behind another motorcycle, but not a cop. So the motorcyclist was going in and out of the carpool lane. All willy-nilly.
And he didn't pull him over?
Double yellow line over into the, you know, second lane from the left and then back into the carpool lane and then back in. It must be, is it okay for them to just cross double yellow line?
No.
Probably off-duty cop.
Could be.
It's probably his buddy.
That's true.
Screwing with him.
That could be.
His buddy. Oh, yeah.
You might be a cop that wasn't on duty on a motorcycle screwing with this guy who friend who was on duty.
That is possible. Because otherwise, I mean, that's just.
It could be. And I was looking, I was like, I've been pulled over for that. Why? He did it again.
What? That's like dangling cake in front of a diabetic. How could they not pull him over?
And then the third time you go, wow, is he taunting that guy? Why does he just turn around and flip him off? But that's a good point. It might be another cop just messing around.
I had a cop pull up next to me at a light this morning, and it was a long light, and all the traffic had gone through, and he decided that he did not need to wait for that light anymore, and he just took off.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn you!
They can do that.
I was there like another minute for absolutely no reason.
And there's no way to ever check if they're doing it. Like, if I were a cop, I would do that all the time.
Oh, he wasn't on his way to anything.
There's no way to check that.
Yeah.
You know, as a citizen, you can't call the station and go, hey, was this guy on his way to something?
No.
I would use the lights. I would go through every light.
Yeah, and they do.
I need to be a cop.
I know. It's so much better.
I need to be the police. I need to be the man. I'd like to work on that. All right, let's get started with your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. It's Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. Call now. We'll put you on the air, and we'll give you a prize.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
So, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
Just for getting on the air today, you got a pair of tickets to join us at an advanced screening of Warren Miller's Dynasty. So call now, 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with a concert review from Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, Steve?
Hey, the Deftones concert was amazing.
Where did they play last night?
At the Avalon.
Oh, Avalon. All right.
Oh, it was awesome. Cute, he showed up.
It turns out Deftones brings it.
Yeah.
Deftones brings it. They really, really, and it, and have you ever heard a louder show in all your life?
No, never. my ears are still ringing.
Yeah. That's rough. For people who, you know, everybody has their preferences. Some people like music that's not quite so loud. I like it loud. Deftones is another level above that.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee was playing the drums.
Yeah.
Tommy, how was that?
Yeah, it was, man.
It was awesome.
You're right, Steve. Yeah.
How'd you get hooked up with Deftones?
You know, it's like they say, the wind of change will bring it on to Gold Town. Rip and shred. Bananas. Yeah.
Not sure anyone said that, but all right. Let's get an answer to my question. This is Julio. Hi, Julio.
What it do?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, Callie?
Oh, man.
Hey, I was at traffic school.
Yes.
And the instructor there mentioned to us that if the cop runs the light without his siren on,
mm-hmm.
He deems it safe, but you could follow.
No.
Are you kidding?
Nope. That is not the case.
That is what he mentioned.
The teacher of your traffic school
mm-hmm.
said if a cop goes through a red light without his lights and siren on, that you can do it as well?
Yes, that's what he said.
He was so screwing around with you.
Oh, wow. No, he gave us all sorts of tips on, you know, how to get by.
What are some of the other ones?
You know, send out your mail with no return address and don't put a stamp on it.
Okay, and how does that help you?
That just rips off the post office. He's giving you...
Well, exactly.
Because they have to deliver it. I mean, they don't...
Yeah, if you don't have...
They have to deliver it if there's not a stamp on it? No, they don't.
I mean, I guess they could just throw it away, right?
No, there's no return address.
Right.
So they would throw it away, no? All right, what else? We got run red light if a cop does.
Oh, I can't remember any other. There was several, but...
Wow.
Yeah,
that was quite a class you had there.
This is a setup. See, here's what's happening. Julio calls up. He tells us, oh, yeah, if a cop runs red light, you get a... And now Monday he's going to tune in and he's going to listen. We're going to go, I tried it. I got pulled over. I'm very angry.
Yeah, running a red light is a big ticket, too.
And Julio's going to go,
I don't think
I'm not
trying that.
That's weird. All right, let's go to Manny. Hi, Manny.
Hi, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
All right, I'm Manny Ramirez.
No, not that one.
I'm outfielder for Los Angeles Dodgers.
Not that
I love baseball.
Right. What's going on, Manny?
I've been with this girl for 4 years. We got married last December, and last month she brought up she wanted to take a break from our routine. We have two kids, and so I'm feeling down. You guys have any advice for me?
Two kids.
You have two
and
kids.
She wants out?
Two kids, and she wants out. So do I let her go? Do I give her space, or do I...
Well, you can't really...
Can't make her be there?
You can't make her be there, but do you have any idea what's wrong? Is this all out of the blue to you?
Yeah, she said she's tired of the routine. She's tired of taking care of me and the two boys. So she wants to go out with her friends. She didn't have her youth. And so I think I'm making it worse because I accuse her of cheating, but nothing's making it better. So
yeah, I don't know. I mean, if somebody doesn't want to be there, there's really nothing else you can do. Especially with the kids, though. That's rough.
I mean, you could try therapy.
But would she do that?
I think she wants her space, and I'm trying to give her a space, but it's hard for me because, you know, I still love her.
Yeah. Women.
Yeah, women. Sorry for the downer.
Sorry, Manny.
What do you think, Callie? What should you do?
Well, I would try therapy because maybe there's something going on that she's not telling you about that you guys, or maybe, you know, maybe there's some sort of new routine that you can figure out that would work for her. Maybe she does need a night or two to go out, and that would be enough for her.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. I'll
maybe you're not helping around the house enough or helping with the kids enough.
Maybe you're too low energy.
You know? Also, it's my fault.
No, I'm just saying. We're just throwing stuff out. If the shoe fits, right, no, you know. Okay. All right. Thank you for the call.
All right.
It's my fault. Things changed right then, didn't it?
Well, that's all you can change is you, right? So,
Michael, hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Hi, Michael.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What's going on?
Hello.
It is legal to cross the lanes on a motorcycle.
Is it?
Right. Double yellow.
Yeah. You could split lanes, and I asked about that because I got my motorcycle license, and I was curious. Asked, and they said, yep, it's legal.
In carpool lane, too?
Yep.
Wow.
Because, I knew they could go between lanes where cars, you know, can
go. I asked about that, too, and because I see the highway patrols do it all the time, and motorcycle cops do it all the time, and I asked, and they said, it's legal because it's still considered splitting lanes.
Huh. I have no idea.
It's almost like your private little lane between the double yellows. You got your own lane there.
Wow.
So he's taunting them.
And the double yellow is just wide enough for a motorcycle tire.
Exactly.
Wow.
Interesting.
Except for a little bit of debris that goes in there, but you got to watch that.
I need to get a motorcycle.
No, you do
there
not.
You go.
That's fantastic.
You do not.
What are you
need
talking about?
You already drive 100 miles an hour because you're late all the time. Can you imagine doing that on a motorcycle?
Yeah, you can go a lot faster.
You would be a smear on the freeway.
You can go a lot faster on a motorcycle.
Yeah, I know.
You can cross double yellows.
Goodbye, Kevin.
Wow. That's the best. Let's go to Sheila. Hi, Sheila.
Good morning.
Hi, Sheila.
What it do?
Hi, what it do? So yesterday I went to CVS and I found a Snuggie for dogs.
Snuggie for dogs.
Well, isn't that just a dog sweater?
Yes.
But it says Snuggie for dogs and it has Velcro in the back.
Because you don't want your dog to get trapped under those blankets and not be able to do anything with its paws.
Well, not at all. Yeah. So I bought one for my dog.
Yes.
And?
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a Chihuahua.
Okay.
A little dog that gets cold.
Yes. They like to go under the blanket, so I put his Snuggie on him, and he got out of it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I tell you what's wrong with that whole story?
What?
Chihuahua.
Hey.
Oh.
That's what's wrong. Not Snuggie for dogs, not anything else, just Chihuahua.
Don't listen to him.
You guys
Sheila.
Should buy one for everybody for Christmas.
Chihuahua?
No. Snuggie. Snuggie.
Oh, all right.
I have two Snuggies.
For your dogs?
No, for me.
Oh, all right.
My retarded Chihuahua does get stuck under blankets. Like, literally trapped and yells for me to come
your
help
dog him. Could die.
I know.
Mike has a fully retarded dog whose tongue sticks out the side of its mouth.
And it doesn't know how to eat, doesn't know how to drink.
Aw.
Yeah, poor thing.
You're so sweet, Mike.
Yeah. And it's got Mike to take care of him. Her. Him.
Still alive. That's him. All I'm saying.
But not because
barely, you know.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
We're going to talk sports as it is Friday, and there are a lot of sports going on with Andrew Siciliano.
Love him.
He's the guy that hosts the DirecTV Red Zone, which we love so much.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to talk to Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's Friday as well. He's got This Week in Rage.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the Santa Clauses of the world uniting and perhaps striking. Because they want swine flu shots because they come in contact with so many kids. You know what? They're not the priority. Kids, old people. That's all.
Not Santa's?
Not Santa's.
But what if all the Santas go down?
Oh!
That sounds like
what a happy Christmas that would be.
Quite a dream. Movie beat today as well because it's Friday.
Okay.
We're going to talk to the Reverend Speaker Gerald Pauly's wife, Linda Pauly. Apparently, their power went out so they can no longer speak to God.
This is sad, you guys. Their power went out. They couldn't pay the bill, right? Is that it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. But what I do know is if they're talking to God, shouldn't he be able to overcome the fact that there's no power?
You would think.
What are they, walkie-talkies that need power? I mean, really? I don't understand how that works.
We will find out.
And we have tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next. 102.
Wow.
Wow. Why would that happen?
They changed our number? That's so confusing.
What
my God.
Stroke? Wow.
102.
Do you know something we don't know?
No.
0.11.
It's 106.7 K-Rock KROQ.
Yeah, all right.
At 5:52, and Ralph is here with the first look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, pop the champagne.
put the shrimp on ice, hang some crepe paper from the ceiling.
Because
time to party, time to celebrate. Oprah Winfrey is leaving television.
Yes.
How great is this? Apparently today on her show, she will give the details that she's ending her show's run at the close of the 2011 season. All right, so we got some time before we start celebrating. But still, the end is in sight. There is light at the end of the tunnel.
Is this a Brett Favre end? Or is this a end?
Well, okay. I heard
something. Here's a woman with more.
All right.
I heard something that she might start it up again in California. I don't know if that's true, and it wasn't confirmed.
What does that mean? You mean she
but
just
she might move
show
her show here, and also she's going to start a whole network.
She already has a network.
Well, she's starting another one. I don't know.
Thank you, Lisa, for adding so much to this story.
She's going to come out to California.
Maybe.
Wow. Wow. There's no answers in this whole story. Just questions.
All we know is that her show will end at the close of 2011.
All right.
So if you want more details, you can go to watch her show today.
Right.
Apparently she's going to announce it.
All right.
Or apparently Lisa has all the inside information.
Or you can go to whogivesaratsass.com.
Well, I don't know why you need more than what I added, but
I don't either.
If you do,
she may
I
go
guess.
To California or start another network, maybe.
Why not?
Could happen.
Something like that.
We'll see. James Vanderbeek. James Vanderbeek is a name we haven't heard recently.
Forehead.
Right.
Since he left Duke's Creek or whatever that show
Dawson's
is. Dawson's Creek.
Creek. Yeah.
He and his actress wife, Heather Ann McComb, have separated after nearly 6 years of marriage. Apparently they are divorcing. People magazine says the pair separated earlier this year when Heather Ann realized that James Vanderbeek's head was the size of a large cereal box.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that'll shock you.
Didn't even know who she was.
You wake up next to that person.
Sure.
Plus she saw Varsity Blues finally.
Nope. I don't want your life.
On.
Brad Pitt. It's a full-time job being Brad.
Imagine.
It's hard. What do you do on Halloween when your kids want you to go trick-or-treating with them and the United Arab Emirates offer you $5 million to attend their Halloween party?
Wow. That all comes down to how much money you have. Do you have no money? Go to the United Arab Emirates. If you have,
hold on. Care how much money you have? $5 million to show up at a party.
I know.
I don't care who you are. $5 million to show up at a party.
But I'm saying, if you make $50,000 a year, it's different than if you have $700 million.
If you make $30 million a year,
right?
And someone's going to give you $5 million to go to a party.
What about $500 million? Then it's less of a...
Right. $5 million
yes.
is still, it's a lot of money.
Even I know people would turn it down.
But Brad Pitt's not making $500 million a year.
I know. I'm just saying his wealth, his accumulated wealth. I don't know.
He's rich, don't get me wrong, but $5 million
is a lot of money for showing up.
Even Brad Pitt's income is a significant,
right.
I'm saying.
But it's his kids.
That's what he decided.
So
that's
many
what he decided?
Them.
Yeah.
Really?
Decided just to stay home. Take his kids trick-or-treating.
Wow.
Stupid. First of all, have you seen your kids? Most of them are foreigners.
I'm sure you've seen them.
What are you doing? You going to hang out with a bunch of little foreigners, or are you going to go make $5 million? Jesus.
You know, it's not fun when you're like this.
Come on, Brad. Wake up. Those kids aren't even white.
Come on.
Brad.
There are dumb people out there that are going to think that was a serious joke.
Yeah, that was not a serious joke. That was hopefully a funny joke.
Yeah.
We'll see. Chris Pine has a new girlfriend.
Ooh.
If you believe Us Weekly magazine, of course, Captain James T. Kirk from the new Star Trek, apparently is setting his phaser for bone with our buddy Olivia Munn.
Oh.
She had a boyfriend, like a long-time boyfriend.
No, that ended.
Didn't
that ended.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh, I did
she
not
told
know
us,
that.
She told us they broke up.
Oh.
So apparently she was free and clear, and Chris Pine just transported himself right to her shuttlecraft. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not sure, but
no,
I think
no,
I can.
Be more descriptive, please.
He loaded his photon torpedoes.
Yeah. Nope. Can't do it. Cancer.
I'm just saying, apparently they're a couple. So,
all right.
Congratulations. ABC has announced their plans for Lost. We now know that the final season of Lost will start airing February the 2nd. Groundhog's Day with a two-hour episode. It will be preceded by a one-hour retrospective clip special so everyone can be caught up before we head into the home stretch of Lost.
So funny. That's the only show where they literally have to do that almost every night that it's on. Is
every week?
They have an hour earlier so that people can get caught up.
Yeah. Daily Variety says that we're going to get a double dose of sci-fi adventure because ABC would be airing V after Lost. So that's going to be quite an evening of television. I don't know if you guys are watching The V or not, but
isn't
it's
one
spectacular.
Of the actresses from Lost on mm-hmm. The V?
She was. Elizabeth Mitchell was on Lost.
Right.
Oh. And she fell down that giant magnetic hole and blew up with the nuclear device that was down there. She died, and now she's an FBI agent. She's the lead on V.
All right.
You're not watching The V, Kevin?
I'm a little behind on it. I wasn't positive. King of Mexico, by the way, just told me that she'll be back on Lost for a couple of episodes.
I think she flashbacks. Does do a couple flashbacks, yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays, Nadine Velasquez from My Name is Earl. She plays the hotel maid.
Yes, she mm-hmm. does.
Carlotta.
Slash stripper.
What's her name?
Don't know.
The character's name. Come on, we all know. We all watched Earl.
Can't remember.
Her name is, hey.
Pilar.
Hey, Pilar.
Yes, it's Pilar.
That's a Pilar.
That's correct.
31 years old today. Josh Gomez from Chuck is 34 years old. Sendog of Cypress Hill.
Yeah.
Celebrates his 44th birthday, as does Mike D of the B Boys. He is 44. Actress Sean Young is crazy. And she's 50 years old. Actress Bo Derek is 53 years old. And our Vice President, Joe Biden, is 67 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We have had this next couple on for a long time, the Reverend Gerald Polly and his beautiful wife, Linda.
Mm-hmm.
And they're spiritists, I want to say.
Yeah.
What's the word, Linda?
You're right. Spiritists.
Spiritists. Okay. And they speak to God and yes. everyone in heaven. And then they tell us what God and everyone in heaven are saying.
Right.
And she's sung songs that John Lennon has written since he's in heaven. Mm-hmm. And Kurt Cobain
right.
has written songs for her. And but we saw a tweet, Linda, that troubled us a little bit. And that is that your power went out, so you couldn't talk to God.
Right. Well, we're still talking, but my husband can't use his powers.
How does your husband's powers count on electricity?
No, not that kind of power. The spiritual abilities.
Oh. When you said the power went out.
Uh-huh.
We thought you meant the electricity.
No, we definitely still have that.
Oh, I'm glad, because it's really cold there.
Your tweet says, power here is completely shot. God can't even come through me. So what I thought that meant was you lost the electricity, you didn't have your computer or something. What?
No, it's the spiritual energy. You know, where he has God come through and dictate the emails and stuff.
Right.
He can't do that anymore.
How did that happen? How does that happen?
You mean Gerald can't do that anymore?
Right. Because he got fired.
Gerald got fired by God as a spiritist?
Excuse me?
Gerald got fired from his job?
Right.
Oh, okay. So.
And he was depending on the energy from the ladies that worked with him to help keep his abilities going.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So the women that he worked with were a source of power for him?
Right.
That surprises me.
All right. Okay, but so now he got fired from his job, which was, what was his job?
He was a dishwasher at the Walrus.
Okay, so he got fired from that, and now so he's no longer working with the women. He no longer gets the power, so he can no longer speak to God?
He can talk with him.
Yeah.
But he just can't come through and do the work, you know, the emails and stuff.
Maybe he's just too depressed right now, Linda.
That could be. I mean, it is a hard thing to lose your
harsh,
job.
It's harsh, yeah.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that's not the case.
That's not the case?
No.
Unfortunately. Okay. Can he go back and have lunch with those women? You know,
he doesn't want to set foot in the place.
Wow.
So if he gets another job, do you think he could find other people to give him power?
That's a possibility.
And would they be women?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What's the process by which those women used to give Gerald the power?
I'm not sure. I thought it was just being there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They weren't even aware they were doing that.
Right. Oh, so they didn't even know it. It was just an exchange of power, and Gerald was just energized by them.
Right.
Couldn't he just go to a Walmart or something and wander around? I mean, there's lots of women there. Maybe they could unknowingly give him power.
I'm not sure. I don't think it would work that way. Mm.
Was his place of business his only access to the internet, Linda?
No. We have it here.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It just has to do with him not working.
His relationships with people that gave him power.
Now, if you're really speaking to God, which of course I believe because I am the voice of God in Southern California, as dubbed by your husband, why can't he come through to Gerald without those two women? Why can't he cut the two women out of the process and maybe bring someone else in or just go straight to Gerald? Why does he have to have the two women that Gerald used to work with?
I'm not sure he has to have those people, but it's really complicated.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Wow.
But your life has gotten a lot easier because you used to type 24 hours a day.
Yeah, that's true.
And now that Gerald doesn't have the power, then you know, now you're free.
No, actually, I'm still working.
Still working.
I'm just not typing the emails from God.
I see.
And I'm typing one of his long novels to put on the internet.
Yes. Yeah, what you put up is generally very long. Very,
very intensive.
Very long.
Sorry about that, but there's just so much going on.
Of course. I mean, you're just the mouthpiece. You're not coming up with the words.
No.
All right. So, what's the future hold? What are you going to do if he's not going to step foot in that in the restaurant or wherever he was a dishwasher?
Mm-hmm. We don't have any idea.
Are you no longer going to be our link to heaven?
No, we definitely still are.
Okay.
But we just need more power to get everything through.
Okay.
So,
and it's running out here in Bismarck.
In Bismarck. That's where you live. Okay.
The whole city?
Mm-hmm. The whole state, I believe.
So you guys want to leave the state?
Uh-huh. We'd love to be there with you guys. And
we'd love you to be here as well. That would be great.
Yeah.
Plus,
it's cold there.
So he's looking for other muses, so to speak? I mean, he's looking for other people to give him power, or he's just quit, or what's happening?
No, he's still working, yeah. We need to, you know, move someplace else, or he's got to get another job. I'm all confused.
Yeah, me too.
Aw, this sounds terrible,
me
Linda.
Too.
Yeah, it sure is.
Is there anything we can do?
We're asking people to see if they could maybe have somebody publish some of his material or buy some of our songs.
You mean like in a book or whatever, to raise money?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
So how do they do that?
Look at some of our things on our website and see if they'd be interested and email us.
Okay.
Give us your very, very simple website.
I knew he was going to do that.
I only do that because I know Linda listens. Because she'll tell, you know, she'll Twitter from time to time, or she'll make jokes, she'll send emails. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Give us your email address.
Website.
Never gets old, right, Linda? Right? Never gets old. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
www.voices.
Sorry, I'm just kidding.
Wait. Okay, I got www.voices.
All right.
From Spirit. No.
What? .com?
From Spirit?
Right.
.com. Is that right?
All
right. Okay. I don't know what it is.
Now, Linda, you still have access to a computer and the internet, right?
Definitely. Okay. For now.
Miss Double December is now going on. We're taking applications. I know in the past you've applied.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Miss Double December. We're now picking a new Miss Double December for 2010. And you can go to the website, kevinandbean.com, and you can sign up and send in some pictures. And I know in the past you've signed up and you've wanted to enter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was last year.
It was last year. Okay. Did you give up or are you still interested?
I might be.
All right. All right. Well, the pictures that you sent last year didn't have quite enough skin, to be honest. I mean, we really need... I'm just saying we need to...
A little more Linda?
Yeah, we need a little more Linda.
Okay, well, I'll tell my husband...
No, no, don't tell your husband, no. No, no, he doesn't need to know. He doesn't need to know everything. What does he know? Does he know? Come on, Linda.
Well, we share just about everything.
Right, but he doesn't need to know everything.
It would be better if he were surprised when you're crowned Miss Double December. What a great surprise that would be.
Yeah, and me too.
You too, all right. All right.
Well,
Linda,
you work on that.
Good luck. I hope that things start working out and your husband starts getting the power back.
Thanks. Oh, yeah. And you just reminded me of that dream he had about working at Hooters.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Every guy's had that dream.
Your husband, Gerald, the Reverend Speaker Gerald Pauly, had a dream about working at Hooters.
Right. Uh-huh. In Los Angeles.
Right.
And he says he didn't think it would ever come true, but it was so realistic. He was wishing it would happen.
Wow. And that's where he would probably get, you know, some more inspiration.
Yeah, he'd get
that.
Yeah,
definitely.
Because if you're looking for, you know, inspiration you get from women, Hooters is the place to go.
Absolutely.
Maybe your husband could be a DJ at a strip club.
I don't think that would work out.
There's a lot of inspiration there.
He'd be allergic to the cigarette smoking thing.
All right. All right. Just throwing stuff out there.
Thanks.
All right, Linda, we'll keep in touch.
Okay. Right. Yeah, definitely. We'll keep letting you guys know what's going on.
Please
all right.
Do.
Thank you, Linda.
Yeah. Have happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
Thank
you, too.
You too. Bye now.
Yeah, bye.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's Friday. So, as usual, Ralph is here to tell you about the new movies in the theater.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man. Who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Sure, anybody can go to the movies and tell you how good they are. I review the movies without ever having seen them, and that is a gift.
Yes, it certainly is.
Gift I give to you on this Friday.
I'm surprised that in no place in the world have they started copying this.
They
well,
can't.
Yeah.
They can't. Not everyone has the gift.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. There's about six new movies in Cineplexes this weekend. We're going to take a look about four of the big ones, including Bad Lieutenant. This is the new Nicolas Cage movie where he plays a drug-addicted, gambling-addicted cop whose girlfriend is a prostitute.
Yeah.
And the whole thing takes place in post-Katrina New Orleans. This is a good time.
That's he worries movies. Me. I never know what to do with this stuff
I can't
stuff
tell
anymore.
If this is going to be great.
It's going to be great.
That's
you
what
think?
I, yes. That was my gut when I saw it. But then you go, oh, no, I hope it's not. Because it's him, you know?
Werner Herzog is the director who's great.
Well, that's good.
And Nicolas Cage is at his best, in my opinion, when he is playing the furthest out there character he can muster.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating on the screen when he's out there playing fast and loose. And this looks like his fastest and loosest.
Yeah.
Since maybe... Oh,
Raising Arizona?
No, what was the one he was drunk in Vegas? Leaving Las Vegas?
Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah. Here's a scene where Nick Cage is shaking down his prostitute girlfriend's John. And you can tell this is not a good cop. He's a bad lieutenant, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm the last person in the world you want me to be.
He's just an old friend.
Come on, Missy. We've had you under surveillance for weeks. Got any illegal substances on you?
Like what?
Cooperate with me, I'll let you walk out of here. You play games, come with her.
I got some coke.
Get it. Get out.
He shakes the guy down for his drugs. It's awesome.
He's a bad lieutenant.
He's not a good lieutenant.
What relationship does this have to the original, Ralph? You know?
Basically same premise, that's all. It's not a sequel, really, in any strict sense.
Just a remake?
What was basically the original? A remake,
yeah. Original.
Original with Harvey Keitel, another movie about a drug-addicted, perverted
cop who's just nasty on all levels, which was a great film, too. So if you've never seen the first one, you may want to check it out. But this is sort of a remake based in New Orleans, starring Nicolas Cage. And he's an over-actor, but sometimes it works. And I think this may be one of those cases. Planet 51 is a new animated movie for kids coming out this weekend about an astronaut from the good old U.S. of A. who goes to a faraway planet only to be treated as if he's an invading alien. Usually it's the other way around when we see these movies about aliens coming to Earth and we treat them oddly. He is sort of the E.T. on Planet 51. And The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, plays the astronaut. Justin Long plays the teenage alien who befriends him and tries to get him back home. And by all accounts, this is a great movie for kids. So if you got kids, you want to check it out this weekend. Here's a scene where Justin Long's character, Lem, is meeting The Rock's character, Captain Charles T. Baker, the astronaut who lands on his planet for the first time.
I can breathe. I can't breathe.
You speak my language.
That's amazing. You speak my language.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
You just said? That's what I just said. Say something else.
Like what?
Like what?
See, because the human is the alien in this story.
See, but he keeps trying to treat all the aliens on that planet as if they're aliens, but he's on their planet. So he's the alien.
That's funny.
You see how it all flips around? Mm-hmm. You don't see
could
it.
Be...
You don't get it.
In the hands of the wrong person, this could be really crappy. But it looks like the right person has it. It looks like it's going
to
be good.
By all accounts, kids love this film, so you can check it out. Excellent. The Blind Side opens this weekend. Leave it to Sandra Bullock just to suck all the fun out of football. Here she is playing a wealthy, conservative woman who sees tremendous promise in a young, disadvantaged teenager and takes him in and helps him get into college. And that young man eventually, is a true story, Michael Oher became one of the Baltimore Ravens. He was selected in the first round of this year's draft. So this is a true story. And here is Sandra Bullock giving a piece of her mind to her friends regarding her new charge, this young man, Michael Oher, that she brought into their lives.
Leanne, is this some sort of white guilt thing?
What will your daddy say?
Before or after he turns over in his grave? Daddy's been gone 5 years, Elaine. Make matters worse, you were at the funeral. Remember? You wore Chanel in that awful black hat. Look, here's the deal. I don't need y'all to approve my choices, all right? But I do ask that you respect them. You have no idea what this boy's been through, and if this is going to become some running diatribe, I can find an overpriced salad a lot closer to home.
Oh, no, you didn't!
Boom!
She's going to take her overpriced salad business elsewhere.
She did not drop the salad bomb. Yeah. It's about white people raising a black dude and how
it
makes them uncomfortable. It is a true story. Not necessarily a good story, but a true story.
This seems like one of those, like I just said the last time, in the right hands. This seems like it's a good story in the wrong hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aww, but I wanted to decide.
Go ahead.
Go. Enjoy.
Let us know how that is.
Go to the Vagiplex 8 and with the rest of the chick
flicks. Lifetime passes to that theater.
Go check it out. Enjoy yourself. Let's talk about New Moon, shall we?
All right.
Last night were the first midnight screenings, and I did not go. I will not go. However, our resident 12-year-old girl reviewer, Dave Sanchez, the King of Mexico, did go. And here's Dave with his review of New Moon. Dave, what did you think of the movie?
It was all right. It was good. Better than the first one, you know?
Well, and, that would be too hard.
Yeah, the first one wasn't great. The only problem I had with it was, what's her name? Kristen Stewart. She's bad. And
does she bite her lip a lot?
Yes, yeah. And she was in trouble a lot. Yeah. And what's up with the werewolves? They're guys who hang out together with no shirt, with, like, hipster, tight, cut-off jean shorts and New Balance running shoes.
Because...
And they all hang out together, like, hey,
they all hang out
play.
Shirtless?
Yeah, shirtless.
Well, they have to, like, because when they become wolves, they wreck all their clothes.
Yeah, but
so
then
why
they'll
wearing
be naked.
Tight, why are they wearing
then they'll
tight
be hanging
jean
out
shorts?
Because they don't care about those.
Yeah, but it's like, they get naked and they turn into wolves and then they have shirts again. It's like, dude, where'd you get the shirt from? And they're all hanging out together. I don't know.
You might be looking a little too hard.
Continuity trouble?
Yeah, the only thing that saves it is Ashley Green.
Yeah.
She's so hot.
She's hot.
I'm so team Ashley if there is such a thing.
Is that Alice?
Yeah. It's Alice.
Did you do the t-shirt?
Nah, I didn't do it after all.
After all that.
Yeah, after
that
all that.
That was such a great slogan.
It was.
But that's the right call.
Yeah, well, that's what I was telling girls at the, you know, at the screening.
I'll bet that worked.
It did. Yeah. Twice.
Sure.
What about Dakota Fanning? She's in this movie, right?
Yeah, for about 7 minutes. So, wow. If you're going to go see her, then She's good in it, though. You know, so that was good.
So it was
finally
good.
A good actress.
Than the first.
A good actress in the movie.
How would you rate the first one? 1 to 10.
1 to 10. The first one, I would give it a 6.
Okay. This is, yeah, so this is better. Than that.
So this one's an 8.
All right.
Yeah. So
that's a pretty good review.
Yeah.
So, all right.
So hipster werewolves with no shirts hang out together.
That's pretty much what it is. All
do they play volleyball? Is it like Top Gun?
Yeah. No, but they do wrestle.
Oh, how so, homoerotic can this movie get?
Yeah, let's wrestle.
All right, well, Jacob, if you're a young girl or a big Fruit Loop, it sounds like you're going to enjoy New Moon.
Let's go, Team Jake.
Team Jake.
You're not shortening it to Jake.
I didn't shorten it. That's all what right. The end of the movie. Team Jake, let's go.
All right.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
Thank you, Ralph. We have tickets for K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009, night number 2. If you'd like to go, 1-800-520-1067. Call now.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's
Ralph Garman
Movie Beat.
We are the world. We are. Children. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009. Saturday and Sunday, December 12 and 13. Night number 1 is AFI Rise Against, Alice in Chains, 30 Seconds to Mars, 3 Days Grace, Dead by Sunrise, and Anne Berlin. Night number 2 is Muse, 311, Slightly Stupid, Phoenix, The Bravery, Metric, Vampire Weekend, Cage the Elephant, and White Rabbits. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at noon, tomorrow at noon, tomorrow at noon.
When?
Tomorrow at noon.
All right.
We have a new website. Make sure that you are in there and you update your street team information. For more information, go to krock.com. It's 6:43. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Time for another new game.
Yes.
And we do new games better than anyone.
This is your chance to win tickets for night 2.
Night number 2 of K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009. And what is this called, my
man?
Well,
it's night 2. If it's night 2,
yes.
If the theme is 2,
right,
then it must take 2.
It takes 2 for Acoustic Christmas.
Yeah.
2. Ooh. It takes 2 to go to night 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that was quick.
Nope.
Did Omar have other plans? Did he have a company picnic he had to run off to?
Listen.
That was it? That's all we got?
I think I'm happy that one didn't go on.
I wanted more.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
We'll play it for you again. I mean, if that's what you're asking.
Give it to me.
It takes 2 for Acoustic Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
2. Ooh. It takes 2 to go to night 2.
Yeah.
Like, that's my favorite part.
Part two. All of these questions that I will be asking, the answer to all these questions has 2 in it. Has 2 in the answer. Either the word 2 in its various forms that it's spelled, or the sound 2 in one of the words of the answers. That's couldn't be more simple. Just think 2. When I ask you the question, just think, how does 2 fit into this? Oh. 2. 2.
And a big hint is that we're not talking about bands or song titles. This is just
just general trivia, but the answer always has 2 in it.
All right, let's begin with Dennis. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
Good, Dennis. Here's your question. This classic American film stars 3 of cinema's greatest actors, Al Pacino, Matthew McConaughey, and Ralph Garman.
2 for the money.
Absolutely. See? Everyone loves that movie. Everyone.
Dennis, you'll love this conversation. Just before we went on the air, I said to Ralph, no one will get that. Nicely done. All right, let's go to Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Very well.
Good, Steve. Here's your question. This half-scarred, half-handsome Batman villain makes his decisions by flipping a double-headed coin.
Two-Face.
Two-Face is right. Done. Well done. These people are playing the game.
Yes, they are. Let's go to Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hey, good morning, party people.
Here you go, Robert. This twisted sex video became an internet sensation along with videos of people watching it. Twisted sex video became an internet sensation as well as videos of people watching it also became internet sensations.
Oh, 2 girls, 1 cup?
Yes. There you go.
Oh, man.
Well
done. You shouldn't even know that.
Of course he should.
I like that he paused, though, because that was for all of his friends. He knew right away what we were talking about.
That was for my girlfriend. So.
Yeah, of course.
Sweet.
Wow, I sure don't know. Is it? Yeah, so that's a lie. Okay. All right, let's go to CT. CT is your name?
Yes, CT, that's it.
Okay.
Mike loves your scans.
Oh, man.
Put it in the file.
Here is your question, CT. This was MC Hammer's 3rd album, and the title song was a smash hit for MC Hammer in 1991.
Too Legit.
To quit. That's right.
Good enough. Yep. Yes, thank you.
Good job.
Too legit to quit.
And then right after that, quit.
We're 4-for-4. Good no, point. Yeah, the Addams groove after that. The Addams Family groove, remember? Yeah. You should have quit after too legit to quit.
All right, Kevin, hi.
Kevin?
Good morning. Good morning.
There you go, buddy.
I don't want to put any pressure on you, but the other people, everyone else we've talked to has gotten them correct.
I know.
Right, yeah, just think two. This cartoon bird has been the commercial spokesperson for Fruit Loops cereal since 1964.
Toucan Sam.
Wow.
Two. Yeah. Two in every answer.
Right.
Two.
Well, I'm pretty sure
it's working.
I'm pretty sure that has been explained. Let's go to Courtney. Hi, Courtney.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's going on?
All dudes so far.
Yeah.
That's why we all got right answers. That's why everyone had the right answer.
Oh,
men.
Come on.
Smart.
How can you look at me and say that?
Well.
Of all people.
Here's your question. This best-selling rapper was shot four times and killed in Las Vegas on September 7th, 1996.
Well, that's debatable if he was killed, but that's Tupac.
Yeah,
he's still in hiding. Tupac Shakur is absolutely right. 6-for-6!
All right, we have time for one more. Let's go to Sylvia. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi. Hello?
Hi. We got you.
Hi.
It's a woman. We're going to assume you're going to get it wrong.
Okay, all right.
This sitcom has made Charlie Sheen the highest paid actor on TV.
Oh, it's his name?
No, it's a sitcom name. The name of the TV show.
Oh, Two and a Half Men.
I was so hoping he was going to choke. Congratulations. You're absolutely right. You're going into the drawing. Everybody this morning got the answer right. It was going into the drawing for night two of K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas. Lisa May, if you would do the honors.
The winner is Steve.
Steve!
Hey, all right. Thanks a lot.
Congratulations. You got tickets for night number two. We will see you there.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Yeah!
It takes two. Thanks a lot for playing.
Yeah!
Two. It takes two. We'll see you on that. Two.
Look at the showbiz deal. What's going on, Ralph?
Have you been following any news from Morrissey's European tour?
Only what the story I think you're going to talk about, yeah.
There's a ton of stories. Oh. I mean, it's been adventure-filled for Morrissey since he's taken to the road in Europe in the past couple of months. He's already collapsed on stage in Swindon, which was big news.
Yeah, he got taken to the hospital overnight, right?
Yeah. He walked out of a Liverpool show after just two songs because he was hit on the head with a bottle.
Somebody threw a beer bottle at him in the head. You know what? I think I would walk out, too. I don't really want people throwing beer bottles at me.
Who's going to the Morrissey show that's throwing bottles at Morrissey?
Yeah.
Yeah, why go if you don't like him?
And now Morrissey had a fan thrown out of his show in Hamburg, Germany. Wouldn't continue until the guy left. Because apparently Morrissey was on stage and cracked a joke about the hamburgers. Saying that they should be called Hamburgists. I don't see why that's a joke, but apparently... Well, Marcy's known for a sense of humor. Anyway, so someone from Hamburg didn't like the joke and shouted "F you" at Marcy. Well, then Marcy went off. You can see the video online, by the way. You can catch it on YouTube.
You can catch it on the front page of KevinandMean.com.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Go! We don't need you. We don't need you. He was screaming at the heckler. In fact, you can leave and you can F yourself. Go, go. And he threw the dude out of the show.
Wow.
Oh.
Now I want to see Morrissey.
Apparently, he's got an ass full this trip.
Turned into this guy.
Yeah. I'm so sad. I thought that'd be him. No, that dude! It's beer bottles being thrown. It's quite the party at the Morrissey show. Ah, good news. They are making a big screen version of American Gladiators.
The game show?
Yes, Lisa.
They're making a movie out of it?
Yes, but in this one, all the gladiators will be superheroes. Like Nitro and Turbo and...
No, superpowers?
Well, no one will stand a chance.
And Carbo and...
I don't think there's a Carbo.
Harpo. Groucho.
No.
Zeppo.
No.
They'll all be superheroes.
And then what's the movie?
Them superheroing?
Trying to keep...
Bad guys from scoring points?
Putting a ball in a... basket or something?
In the eliminator?
All right.
I don't care. I don't care. I'm there.
You're in?
I don't care.
Really?
What it's about, I'm going to see the American Gladiators.
I'm going to need some follow-up info on that one.
I'd like to hope Gina Carano is in it, too, by the way.
She is?
I hope so. She was one of the American Gladiators.
Yep, that's right.
She was Crush.
Well, if she's in it, I'm going.
Guess who has the biggest selling pre-order for a CD in the history of Amazon.com? Happened this week.
Biggest pre-order?
You know, Amazon.com gives you the option to pre-order a movie or CD if you're especially looking forward to it. You can pay for it, and then they will ship it to you the minute it becomes available.
And you're asking about CD or DVD?
This is a CD.
Oh.
This is a music CD. Has the largest pre-order in the history of Amazon.com.
Well, has the new Moon soundtrack already come out?
Yeah, I think it has.
I think it has, and it's not that.
I don't know.
Tell you right now.
It's not our music, I'm guessing.
It is not our music by any stretch of your imagination, no.
Is it country music?
It is not country music.
Hmm.
Wow. I don't know. Rap?
Susan Boyle. From Britain's Got Talent.
No kidding.
That beat-up old-looking broad who sings good.
Wow.
That's the large...
Her debut CD, I Dreamed a Dream, is the highest pre-order numbers for Amazon.com in its history on
that
the internet.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Really?
Monster, monster sales.
Oh, Amazon. Oh, yeah. I would do everything to her.
No.
I would wreck that chick.
No. You're thinking of someone else.
Amazon.com has been open for 14 years, by the way. So in 14 years, this is the highest pre-order it's ever gotten for any CD.
Hmm.
That bodes well.
God, she's hot.
She is
Playboy
not.
Hot.
She is neither hot nor else. Playboy hot. And I was going to do a Tommy Lee story, but Mike apparently has the fear and had to leave the room, so there's no real point in it because it's not that interesting unless we got Tommy
to come in. It's
bananas!
I can do that.
Oh, that'd be great.
That's all I got, though.
We will save it for next hour.
Okay.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Jared Falwell of Kings of Leon. Their bassist is 23 years old today. Nadine Velasquez from My Name is Earl. We realized her name is... I forgot it.
The character name. You forgot the character
again?
Name.
Again?
Yeah. Someone wrote and told me, and I said, oh, yeah, that's right. That's a character's name. And then I was going to come in here and update everyone, and now I forgot
She's
it.
She's so hot.
Catalina.
Catalina,
that's it.
Okay.
She's 31 years old today. AFI lead singer Davey Havoc is 34. Hey, Mike, welcome back to the show. Joshua Gomez from Chuck is 34 as well. Sendog of Cypress Hill turns 44 years old today. Mike D of the B Boys is 44 years old. Sean Young turns 50. Bo Derek, who famously made that movie 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Derek. She's 53 years old today. And Vice President Joe Biden celebrates his 67th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on.
He's now joining us in the Kevin and Bean Show.
What's going on? A couple things. I don't know if you guys have experienced this phenomenon. Well, first, a quick piece of business. Bald Brian's benefit is this evening at the Wilshire E. Bell Theater with Bad Religion and the Dan Band and Jimmy Kimmel and Joel McHale and Dana Gould and everyone else.
Who he is and why?
Ah, sorry. Bald Brian, a fixture over at Loveline for many years, answering the phone. Got a horrible brain tumor, inoperable brain tumor. We're raising money for him. Only 16 tickets left, by the way. So, if you want to get on that Wilshire E. Bell Theater, go to adamcarolla.com, and that is tonight.
Okay.
All right, now, back to the funny.
Yes.
Noticing, was out last night, saw two fat guys who were missing a lot of teeth.
Okay.
And I thought to myself, which is it? Do you know what I mean? Are you the toothless guy, or are you the fat guy? Because you shouldn't be both.
You need to pick one or the other?
Well, if you're the toothless guy, you should be the thin guy.
True.
You know what I mean?
You can't really chew your food.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Good
you
point.
Have no teeth.
Right.
Why is your ass so
How's that
huge?
Happening?
We've now figured out a way to do this. We know, you know, we have like fat homeless people now. Back
right.
in the day, hobos, they just boiled their shoes and ate them by the railroad tracks. But
right.
now we have fat homeless guys and fat toothless guys. So we have some sort of like candy suppository that I'm not aware of. I'm seeing a guy misses a whole row of his front teeth, and I thought, well, the only upside to that is that you're going to be wafer thin. It really is. I mean, you have no teeth and you're a lard ass.
Yeah, that's odd. You're right.
It's really... It's
milkshakes?
You wonder, like, let me check your arm. You got a drip going? You got like a Bosco drip going in that arm of yours, chunky? And what do we call you? Fat ass or toothless? It doesn't work to, you know, you can't do both.
Okay.
You got to pick one.
Because it's hard for us to come up with a name.
Yeah, fat and then you could toothless. Get caught in between making fun of someone. Hey, you old fat tooth. Oh, damn it. You ever get caught in the middle of like two, you know, you should really either have a hook nose or a Brillo head, or you should be a fat ass or something. But when you have a few going, it's hard to make fun of that.
Only one one identifiable.
Yeah, it's nice. Okay. Nice. Two, when you start hoarding, it's bad. But I'm just saying, we're now fat and toothless and fat and homeless.
Okay.
Which is bad.
What should the fat and toothless guy do?
Well, you know, first thing I do is I work on the teethus if I'm the fat ass.
But how does he do that? He's homeless, right?
No. This the fat homeless guy. Toothless guy's got a home.
Oh, I see.
With two refrigerators.
But is also fat.
Yeah, okay. I'm just saying, which is it? Does someone chew your food for you and spit it in your mouth like a bird? Like what? How do you get so fat? What must you be eating? How high must the calories must in whatever it is you're consuming to keep that fat ass and have no teeth.
Yeah.
And by the way, you want to talk about no chance of getting laid. Tammy, I don't know what
Lisa,
is okay.
Or
Callie. Whatever you're going with today. The point is this. No teeth or fat ass. What slows you down more?
Teeth.
Teeth slows you down. That's what I love about women.
Yeah. Fat ass is better than no teeth.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, see, for guys, fat ass slow us down more than the teeth. As a matter of fact,
really?
A lot of guys.
Oh.
Yeah, of course.
All right, never mind. I got it.
You know, teeth is, it's almost a plus.
I got you.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're like me, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
I've said this. I haven't said it on this show. Nobody receives oral like me. I don't.
That's
you know,
a challenge?
I don't brag.
You're
well,
a receiver?
It is what it is. You know, but I'm not bragging about how much pleasure I can bring to a woman. I mean, I didn't want to go there. I'm not going to compete with those people. Nobody receives like me. You understand?
So the
enthusiasm is overwhelming.
So the payoff for you is more than any other guy.
I'm just saying nobody receives. A lot of guys brag about their prowess. Oh, I'll rock your world, baby.
Right.
I'll give it to you all night long. Boy, your eyes are rolled by the back of your head like a pinwheel. No, none of that. I don't brag that way. You know, that's not my thing. My thing is receiving, and nobody receives better than me.
And women think that's a good thing.
I don't know. I've rarely, you know, it doesn't happen that much. But I'm saying when it does... No more satisfying.
You receive it like a
crazy
guy.
I am like a recipient. I'm like a black person that won the Publishers Clearing House. I mean, I am jumping up and I'm you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know you've won. It's
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's good.
Yeah, it's big. Yeah, it's big.
You.
It's epic. Anyway.
We're just talking about fat.
Yeah, fat. Yeah,
oh,
I'm saying
toothless.
Oh, yeah, or fat. I'm just saying to all the people that are listening right now that are fat and toothless, one or the other.
You can only have one.
Pick one.
All right.
Pick one.
I think that's fair.
Okay, and if you want to get with Tammy, pick fat.
Lisa.
Yeah, the other okay, either one of them.
Yeah,
you go fat. Right.
Adam Carolla is here. This Week in Rage is now. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and Adam Carolla is in our studios this morning, as he is every Friday, for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
All right, starting off at number three, going down to number one. I know you guys have had an impacted ass full of Levi Johnson.
Oh,
but,
you are not kidding.
I was watching Entertainment Tonight last night, and it was like every other goddamn celebrity died in a plane crash the day before, and all we had to talk about was Levi Johnson and his Playgirl shoot. And let me just say this about Playgirl.
Let me just butt in real quick. For those of you that don't recognize the name, this is the dude that knocked up the daughter of Sarah Palin, who was running to be the vice president.
Yes, sorry.
Douchebag. All right,
he's all over them. I close my eyes and I see it. The wind whispers his name. I can't get away from this a-hole. He's such a douche, too. And the thing, also, it's like, there shouldn't be this much about this guy. Obviously, he doesn't bring anything to the table.
No matter what.
Yeah. Let's play, by the way, a few clips from Entertainment Tonight.
Okay.
I have this is just last night, just in one show. And by the way, I had to thin the herd. There were 40 clips of him.
Wow.
Let's hear the first one.
Plus, Levi Johnston's stunning reaction when we show him his Playgirl pictures for the very first time.
Plus, AET, come join me in the shower.
You want me to keep going, or is that the first one?
Yeah, play the next one. Play the next
one. Did Levi make a mistake posing for Playgirl?
Naked?
I was naked.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Levi sees his Playgirl shower pictures for the first time.
And tomorrow on
ET. Hold on. First off, that's a tough draw as a dude when you got to go interview the guy.
Right.
You were naked? Yeah, I was naked. What's your Becker look like? I don't know.
No,
I'm out of questions.
Right?
Yeah. Can I talk to some dignity? What? I wanted to be Christian Amanpour when I left
college and this is it. I'm talking to a 19-year-old hockey player about his honker. So you knew you were naked? Yes, after. What was it like being naked in the shower? Normally, I take a shower in bib overalls, but this is interesting. You were nude. What was your reaction to your own honker after you saw it? Wow, this is hard-hitting stuff. Where'd this guy go to journalism school? So sad. And let me just say this about Playgirl. You know, everyone does this thing with Hugh Hefner, and we all worship at the altar of Hugh Hefner, and oh, my God, the guy's an institution.
And rightfully so.
But someone should kick that old man in the nuts for Playgirl.
It's his fault?
Yeah, we didn't think
of that. It's his thing. It's, yeah, you're never right. You don't connect the two.
No. He started it?
Well, it's Playgirl. It's him. That's connected to his company. He's made money off it.
But would you rather that we never came out with Playboy just so we didn't have Playgirl?
No, we didn't have to do Playgirl.
It's not like, well, Playgirl was around since the turn of the century. Yeah. And then in 1979, a young upstart named Playboy came out. No, Playboy was around and doing fine. We didn't need the Playgirl. Yeah. I'm just saying, when does the old man get punished for Playgirl? Because we should deduct some points for that one, right, fellas?
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ. All right, so now the very last clip you're going to play is it goes from Levi.
Wait, you got pushed back here.
Ralph's angry.
I'll have you know, sir, that Hugh Hefner has nothing to do with Playgirl.
Well, that's really?
Completely separate entities, not his magazine.
It's not?
No, it's not his responsibility. He did not do that.
Really?
Someone else did a faux spin-off magazine for women called Playgirl, but it has nothing to do and never has anything to do with Hefner Enterprises or Playboy.
Ralph's mad because his subscription... There was a little, this is personal. We lived together.
Right.
The thing used to show up, and then they missed a month, and then he fired off an angry letter to good folks over Playgirl.
That's why I swapped the blue boy, because they're responsible.
I told you, stick with Colt Roundup, you don't go wrong. He'll never let you down.
I just had to defend
really,
Hef.
They're nothing.
I had to defend Hef. No
How do
connection.
You do that?
No connection.
All right, well, I got to Google it.
Somebody needs points deducted.
Yes.
Somebody needs an apology, I think. Someone has an apology coming. I think it's you, Hefner.
How about a lawsuit? If you have Playboy and then someone starts Playgirl, can't you sue that creep?
I'm not that deep into the story. I just know what I know.
He just knows the basic details, which you were unaware
of.
Yes,
all right.
All right.
Now be right all the way back to the green room.
All right.
I got more tape.
Oh, yeah.
Let me know.
The last clip we have here is what we can expect on tomorrow, which is today's Entertainment Tonight. What do we got? What big celebrity are we going from? We're going from Levi Johnson. Now, who are we going to? Let's hear it.
And tomorrow on ET, John Gosselin in Hawaii.
Levi Johnson, eat your heart out.
These are so non-celebrities.
What is going on?
This is sad.
What's happening? At least make a run at the president. Try to shoot the president.
Something.
Don't say words like that.
All right, but I'm just saying.
The Secret Service does not appreciate words like that.
All I'm saying is let's know you from something other than just being a bad dad or knocking up some chick in Anchorage. Please, what have we come to here?
Adam, did you just watch Entertainment Tonight for the first time in a while?
I've been watching, but I know it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. But they float a little the work, just a little
Let's
bit
try.
Of George Clooney news.
Right.
Hey, got in a motorcycle accident in Italy. Something.
Right.
This is it. All right. I'm disgusted to all of yous. I'll be fast now. Number two.
We have time. Take your time.
All right. Something I've been thinking about. You know, remember when you were a kid and they'd do commercials for things and they'd say, collect and trade, collect them all. But they would always say collect and then they'd say and trade.
Right.
We don't have and trade anymore. I think this is why all our kids are a-holes. We used to trade. We used to interact. Like, you'd get the whole thing of BattleBots or whatever, Pogs or whatever the hell you had.
Right.
And then you'd get together with the other friends, and you would trade them. You'd do that with, like, playing cards and baseball cards and stuff like that. There's no trade on any kids' commercials anymore. It's just hoard.
Just collect
and hoard. And if anyone gets near them, you should throw an elbow into their ribs and stomp on their face and then keep more of their crap. And then take their crap. Actually, smack them down and take their ass. What happened to the trade part? The collecting and the trading. Mm. That's the yin and the yang of being a kid. The collect and the trade.
Share.
Yes, we're not collecting. We're collecting. We ain't trading.
That did quietly go away at some point.
It quietly got lopped off the end. Yeah, right. I don't know what happened to the trade part. Mm. Now it's just hoard and hoard some more. I want the trade brought back. I think kids need that. You get together. You got one, I got one. I'm missing this one. Take this one. Collect and trade. All right. And number one, a little something. Now, we all know road rage. We've all experienced a road rage. I experienced last time on the ride in here last Friday, road rape. Road rape. I was raped.
How did that happen?
I was raped. Well, I'll tell you how it happens. I had a little time to kill.
Yeah.
I was a little bit early, believe it or not. I was enjoying Dr. Drew. I haven't heard that chap on the radio before. He's got a good tone.
He does, right?
I was listening to him on the way in last Friday, and I realized I had 15 minutes to kill, and I came upon the Golden Arches.
Okay.
I was going down westbound on Olympic. I was going to turn down Fairfax, and I said, no, I'm going to the Golden Arches. And all of a sudden, Pontiac pulled in front of me. Sunfire, Sunbird, Sun Douche, Sun Trash, Sun something. By the way, don't make a car and don't start it with Sun. It'll always be a pile of crap. But Sun something pulls in front of me, and I think, all right, they're going to turn on the side street. But no, they decide to go through the drive-thru. It's like, ah, crap. Nothing worse than someone pulling in front of you when you're going through the drive-thru.
Right.
But they get in the drive-thru in front of you. Yeah. They queue up in front of you. So now there's an opening. There's a break in the traffic. And I think, turn, bitch. Turn. And I'm assuming, bitch, because I can't see the person's head over their over their headrest. And by the way, it's ironic that every Formula One driver in the world is under 5'9". But once they hit the open highway, no one under 5'9 can drive. What is that?
That's a good
question. It is a weird
too.
Thing.
All right.
So they don't turn, and they wait some more, and they don't turn, and I'm going, turn, 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 but no turning, and then here comes the next group coming down Olympic, and guess how many people turn into the McDonald's drive-thru in front of me? That's that helpless feeling, and you go, oh, I'm running late, and I got to do a radio show, and they just keep, and then you start sizing them up, and then you get angry at the people that turn in.
Right.
Bitch, what do you need breakfast for? Come on now. Look at you. Come on, you know there's a Danish at work. What are you? You're effing with me. This is personal. You're probably vegan. Come on. And then you start working up these elaborate scenarios. I bet he's on a run. I bet he's on a run for the whole office. Oh, he's on a run for the whole office. Oh, Jesus. God, Jesus, Joseph and Mary. No. And then some other car starts signaling, and you're like, not the drive-thru. Make it the street. Oh, no. Oh, the humanity. So three cars turn in front of us, and they all queue up in the McDonald's line before we do. They let them in. Now, here's where the raping begins.
Okay.
It started here, but here's where it finishes. The person finally, there's a break in traffic, and the person starts to turn left, and I'm like, all right, one more person. I'm going to be behind. And they go straight, and they go in the parking lot, and instead of turning left and going into the drive-thru, they go straight into the alley behind and make a right and disappear. I was going to say off into the night, but it's 7:30 in the morning. The point is they never went through the drive-thru. They just used it to drive through and go to the alley. They never turned left and went into the... You know when you pull into the parking lot, you can't just keep going straight?
Yeah. Somebody was effing with you.
Road rape! Stopped, blocked... I don't know if that's a C block, technically. It's an M, my mouth block, colon block, something. I was blocked. They stopped and let three people in ahead of me and then didn't even go through the drive-thru.
They must have thought to themselves, this is going to be really funny for the guy behind me.
Nothing short of road rape. Had to take a Silkwood shower when I got home.
Oh, that's a great reference.
Couldn't get clean.
All right, AdamCarolla.com is where you can go for all the information. He's got like 7 podcasts and a bunch of stuff going on. The radio station there, too?
Yeah, good times. Yeah.
AdamCarolla.com. Thanks for coming in, man. I don't know if you've been following the swine flu epidemic, but it is killing us all, first of all. We're all going to die.
Slowly, very slowly.
We are all going to die from it.
Okay.
So then they came out with a swine flu shot, and this is going to help us not get swine flu.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have enough for everybody, so now they have a priority list. And the priority list is the people who it hits the hardest, which is young and old.
Right.
A group is upset. They want to be on the priority list. They deserve to be on the priority list, and the government won't allow it.
Who's that?
Santa Clauses.
Oh.
Because
they're going to be in contact with so many children. Well,
yes.
People too, but yeah,
but
so many
mainly kids.
And kids carry disease.
Correct. And Santa's go, put us on the priority list, and they're saying, nope. Nope.
But you know what? Here's the thing, too, because if one kid has it and he gives it to Santa, then Santa gives it to all the other kids.
We all die because of Christmas.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So we thought we'd find out exactly what's going on. We are calling the North Pole. We actually have Santa Claus on the phone.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Santa.
Hello, Kevin. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Oh, I'm very busy. This is a busy time of year for me.
Sure, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Now, have you seen the story of all the Santa Clauses that want the shot for the swine flu?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I think it's imperative that we do give them the swine flu vaccine.
Okay.
I mean, these guys are working their hearts out.
Yeah.
And they're putting themselves in grave danger. Because, let's face it, kids are disgusting.
What?
Children are foul. And these poor bastards have these grimy, germ-soaked creatures crawling all over them 8 hours a day. Frankly, they should get medals as well as the vaccine.
Santa, I thought you would love kids.
No, oh no.
Well, you're...
That's why I farmed out this mall thing. I used to do the malls.
Right.
But I outsourced it because children are smelly, disgusting creatures.
Wow.
You know, they poop in their pants. You know that, right?
Well, when they're super young.
Yeah.
They don't have the decency to go to the bathroom.
Well, they don't. They haven't learned that yet.
They poop in their own pants.
Right, Santa.
These
but...
disgusting little creatures.
Wow. This, I thought you would love kids and still support
nope.
the
Santa.
Yeah.
All right, wow.
Why do you think I come to their house when they're asleep?
Well, I thought it was for the surprise factor.
No, if I loved kids, I'd show up during the day when they're awake. And I'd say, oh, hello, kids, how are you? And I'd play with them and pat their little heads. No, I don't want to see them. I don't want to hear them.
Well, this doesn't seem
like... I just drop off the presents and split.
Wow.
Because they're disgusting.
Wow, that's just disheartening.
Seems like a bad job for you.
Slimy little creatures.
Have you always felt this way, or did it just get worse and worse through the years?
I used to like them.
Yeah.
About 500 years ago.
500 years ago.
And then after about 2 years on the job, I said... Kids suck. They're greedy, disgusting little creatures. And they have snot coming out of their nose. And they wipe their mouths on their sleeves. And they're always talking with their mouths full. And they poop themselves.
Santa, it's
possible. They drool.
It's possible the kids are listening right now. You know, I don't think that's the message you want to give them.
Well, kids are listening?
Well, it's possible.
Well, if kids are listening, stop being disgusting.
Okay. All right.
Blow your nose. Wipe your mouth.
Right.
Don't even your mouth full. Stop pooping in your pants.
Right.
Well, they're kids.
They're disgusting.
Oh, right.
Horrible.
So sad.
You might need to change
your
careers.
I hate them.
You hate them.
Oh.
You might need to change careers.
Oh. Oh, I wish I had the Easter Bunny's job. Hide some eggs and go get drunk.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and Ralph is here with another look at the Showbiz Bee. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I get to Showbiz News, I do want to mention that we are still taking applications for the lovely Miss Double December. You can go to kevinandbean.com if you'd like to sign up to become in the running for our yearly pageant where we find the lovely spokesmodel for the Kevin and Bean Show. We do it every December, hence Miss Double December.
The winner kicks things off with both nights of K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas.
How sweet is that?
2009.
So go to the website and sign up today. All right, celebrity sex tapes. Always make my penis make that noise.
Oh, I thought that was a machine.
And today's no different. Carmen Electra. Apparently her sex tape has been leaked on the internet.
Really?
I was very excited by this news until I hunted it down. And I don't know what's going on here. I'm not quite sure what's going on here.
It's hot.
But I feel like I'm being played. Because it's two hot chicks in lingerie rolling around and doing lap dances for each other and making out and stuff.
Right, and what's the negative?
Well, the negative is it's if it's a sex tape, when do they strip down to the total
like
nudity? And then when do they engage in hot acts of lesbian sex?
Okay, I can see that.
The answer to the question is they don't.
But, yes.
And at the very end of the tape, you see Carmen lose her bra. And then she's like very cleverly sort of hidden while she's with the other girl. And then it's an abrupt jump cut, and it looks like Carmen's naked back with a gentleman in bed while the other girl's walking towards the camera. And then there's another jump cut, and that's the end of it. So either we're getting a truncated, edited version of a much longer and, may I say, better tape.
Yeah.
Or this is all there is. And if this is all there is, then I say it's much ado about nothing.
Not.
I'd like to say it's well worth watching the way it is.
It's fine.
The way you're saying would be much better.
I've seen videos of Carmen shooting her Playboy layouts that were more erotic than this.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
I mean, it's fine. She looks great, and the other girl's very attractive too. And at one point, Carmen takes the belt off the guy who's shooting the video.
That happened.
But then what? The belt. She takes the belt off.
Then back to the other girl.
And the pants stay on.
Yeah.
What is this? What is this you're shooting? What is this video you're making?
Yeah. It's half-hearted at best.
BS.
Right.
Tease. I think it's Carmen's way to get in the news.
Pretty good tease.
And look, she's in it. Yeah. So there you go. Just want to give you the heads up. I'm just upset because you got Carmen Electra.
Sure.
And the word sex tape in the same story.
That'd be sweet.
Just saying. We have Psycho Mike on Suicide Watch.
What happened?
Is he all right? Do we have somebody watching him?
No.
I'm just concerned.
Because
Ronnie James Dio's in the hospital.
What happened to him?
And I'm scared that Mike, you know, might have a relapse.
Oh God,
he might start chasing the dragon again. He might go out and get him a case of Jack Daniels.
Are there any more details that might help keep that from happening?
Apparently, Dio's European tour has been canceled.
Oh God.
Ronnie's wife and manager Wendy will not reveal what's wrong with Ronnie, but she thanks everyone for the get well emails, cards, and blogs. Wendy says all of the nice cards were passed on to Ronnie, while the mean comments went in the trash. Who is sending somebody a hate get well card?
I hope you don't
get
better.
What kind of people is Ronnie James Dio attracting? He's the same people throwing bottles at Morrissey shows.
Yeah.
What's wrong with fans these days? Dear Ronnie James Dio, heard you're in the hospital. I'm glad.
Die. I don't know
who's saying it. Who sends an evil get well card? Anyway, sorry, Mike. I don't know any more details about Ronnie James Dio, but apparently he's not doing too well.
I'll say my prayers for you, Grand Wizard.
Grand Wizard sleeve.
Got the same thing as Brock Lesnar, which is... Who has any idea?
Who knows? Chris Pine has a new lady in his life.
Ooh.
He, of course, the lead in the new Star Trek movie, Captain James T. Kirk, for A New Generation.
Right.
According to Us Weekly magazine, he's dating a young lady that we may be familiar with named Olivia Munn.
Hey! Hey!
Right.
So,
all right.
He's using his tricorder to check out her Denevian slime devil. You know what I'm saying?
No. I have no idea what you're saying.
It's an actual creature from Star Trek.
I don't recognize any of those words.
That's awesome.
Denevian slime devil. Yeah.
There are dorks all over the world right now going,
yeah, laughing their ass off. He has set his phaser for bone. You know what I'm saying?
What?
You know what I'm saying?
No, not really. I'm unclear.
Open the shuttle bay doors. He needs to park Galileo 7, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Hello? Is this thing on?
Creates an airtight seal.
That's right. Speaking of Star Trek, did you hear about this guy in Minneapolis who only spoke Klingon to his child for the first 3 years of his life?
Oh, no.
Apparently, this dude is a linguist.
Yeah?
He's a cunning linguist, I mean.
Yeah, sure, I've heard.
He wanted to see if Klingon would stick to a kid, if a kid would acquire it like any other human language.
It's good. That's
how children adapt and absorb language is by, you know, hearing it at home, repetition.
The most easily and the quickest when they're little.
Right, in the first 3 years of life. But so for the first 3 years, he only spoke to his young son in Klingon.
So he's using his young son as a guinea pig.
Pretty much,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That seems bad.
This is 15 years ago. He's just publishing his findings now. And he says the kid doesn't speak a lick of Klingon anymore. The kid's now in high school, doesn't know it. None of the Klingon stuck with him. English just pushed Klingon right out of his brain.
Good. Why does his dad want him to get beat up?
Oh, it'd be so cool if he spoke Klingon.
No, though. It wouldn't. He would get beat up every day.
This guy's name is Darmond Spears, is the linguist. And he says, I still get nostalgic when I recall singing the Klingon lullaby, May the Empire Endure, to his son at bedtime.
Why are people bad? That
isn't good for you.
Oh, I wish I spoke Klingon. That'd be so cool. And Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee wants everyone to know how smart he is.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Apparently, he's got this solo project. You know, Methods of Mayhem is his solo project.
Right.
He's got another CD in the works. So he put up some raw tracks to a song he was working on his website. And invited fans to add their own musical parts to the song.
Okay.
Tommy said he got over 1,000 submissions.
Okay.
Including tracks featuring bagpipes, accordions, exotic instruments, and he took those tracks because people signed off and gave it to him, and he's using them in the mixes of his songs on the new CD.
I could write songs like that.
It's genius, isn't it?
Just have everyone else do it.
Have everyone lay down tracks for you, and then you just take them and mix them in the studio, and then you've got all the players on your record. He said he was amazed to see how much unknown talent there is out there. And his fans pretty much play on his new CD, which is pretty cool. Huh. Tommy, how'd you come up with that idea? That's pretty smart for a guy like you.
Yeah, thanks,
you don't strike me as a guy who would come up with that.
Well, you know, when it comes to tracks, I'm always like, lay down, Sally.
Right.
Drive a boat with your dong.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I guess it's opportunities. You know, when God opens a window.
When opportunity knocks, brother, take the fast lane with turbojet diesel fuel. All right, rock and roll to the end.
All right, Tommy.
Finish line, bananas. Thanks.
All right. Finish line. I mean, my new sign-off, I think, now.
Go for it.
I'm Ralph Garman. Finish line. Today's celebrity birthdays. All right, I've gotten your emails and your death threats. Davey Havok, lead singer for AFI, celebrates his birthday today. He is 34 years old today.
Woo!
Yeah, you don't want to miss that.
No.
There are certain bands.
A lot of mopey kids dressed in black out front of the station here are threatening me.
There are certain bands you can get away with ignoring.
That is not one of them.
That is not one of those bands. That's correct.
Nadine Velasquez from My Name is Earl is 31 years old today. She plays Catalina on that show, or did, now that it's gone. Too bad. I like that show. Jared Falwell of Kings of Leon is 23 years old today. Joshua Gomez from Chuck, which comes back at the beginning of next year, is 34 years old. Sendog Cypress Hill is 44.
What?
As is Mike D of the B Boys. He is 44. Sean Young is 50. Bo Derek is 53 years old. Yeah, Derek. And the Vice President of these United States, Joe Biden, celebrates his 67th birthday today. All of them were born on this day, November the 19th. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's a magic time of year when we start asking people to send in their photos and applications for Miss Double December.
Oh, yeah.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December. She's an angel, and just look at those cans. She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
I don't know what that's about, but we had to beep it.
Someone's getting excited about something.
Yeah, something is happening, but I don't know what. Miss Double December, this time of year, you're going to represent the Kevin and Bean Show for the entire next year, beginning with the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009, both nights 1 and 2. That's going to be your first gig as our spokesmodel.
Yep.
And then our concert next summer, the Weenie Roast and singles parties and everything that we do for a year.
My car in a bikini. You have to appear at that.
I don't think that's part of it. But it can be. We can make it whatever we want, right?
You haven't read the new contract.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So you can go to kevinandbean.com and click on there and send in some pictures. Again, we shouldn't have to say this, but we're going to need, because it's Miss Double December, we are going to need your boobs in the picture. Caitlin.
Not naked if you want to.
Just no, but we do need to know what you got going on.
From the waist to the top of your head, at least.
And we also are going to need your face as well. Mm-hmm. Some people send in pictures of just boobs without face. Well, it's kind of all important.
Appreciate it, but still, we need the face.
Right. I mean, how are we supposed to judge?
And you got to fill out the application, too, because we do have some important questions on there that we ask in order to try to get some insight into your personality. Like, what would your favorite stripper song be? If you were a stripper, what song would you strip to?
Okay.
If you were stranded on an island, what celebrity would you like to be stranded with? Here, Camry says, I'd have to say Joe Rogan. Are you planning some MMA fights on the island?
No, he's got the best weed.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Want to know what your talent is? Danielle says her talent is to get out of handcuffs that are behind her back.
All right.
Hmm.
How do you discover that you have that talent?
That is a good question.
It's either kinky sex or you got arrested. One of the two. That's the only way.
They ask you what you would title your autobiography. Because that says something about yourself. This girl says, how one woman can feed a nation. Wow. You have a lot of faith in those boobs, don't you?
I'm not sure what that means, but all right.
Yeah. Another title for an autobiography, Little Swimmers, the story of a woman that touched all of your children. That's the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Hmm. Wow.
One of the girls here, Kara, says, for the celebrity you'd like to be stranded on a desert island with, Bruce Valanche. You know who Bruce Valanche
yes.
is?
Yes.
Yes.
How do you pick that?
Comedian?
He's that giant, fat, long-haired, garden gnome-looking
yes.
comedian who writes jokes for the Oscars and the Emmys and
he's
those
like
shows.
Bigfoot.
I know. He's just. Why would that be a choice? Megan Fox is a popular choice.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can sign up from now till Monday, and then Monday we're going to pick the top 10, and we're going to put pictures up and have the listeners vote.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to do a big pageant, a live pageant, which we do every year. This is at the Slide Bar in Fullerton.
Yeah, it's a great time.
Great place. They've had us for several years. We love them. And we're going to go back there. And then we're going to bring all 10 of you out in
right.
front of the crowd. And you'll, for example, perform whatever your talent is.
Now, how long have you been playing the clarinet, Crystal?
I actually taught myself over Thanksgiving weekend.
I'm going to mic your clarinet as you stick that long thing in your mouth. And
oh,
play the...
it's a clarinet. That's what it is.
What?
See?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And her song was holiday themed.
It was. She did all that.
All came together.
What would we do without Psycho Mike there?
And Cassandra, what is your talent?
I'm going to be juggling balls.
Oh! See, he didn't think we got wow. that double entendre.
My favorite one.
What changes would you make in men?
Their face.
Yes!
Yeah, all you men with your face.
Yes!
I don't even understand that.
What would be the ingredients in a Cassandra?
Okay, it would have some chocolate chip cookie dough, because that's no matter what the best thing ever.
Yeah!
And I have to add some brownies with a little kick in them, because that'll be all me.
Listen.
What? I said
who
his.
That?
I was talking about his.
That
you know
was
we're on the air, right?
You know we're on the air.
What is wrong
what
with you?
What did you say?
What is wrong with you?
You're fired.
Is that why you brought me here to pin that on me, Kevin? What the hell?
You? You guys misunderstood. I thought her name was Liz.
We didn't misunderstand.
Her name is Liz.
Anything.
Misunderstood at all.
Her name was Liz.
Her name. Is her name Liz?
No.
Oh.
No, because it wasn't.
I thought it was.
No, her name was Cassandra.
Oh.
And we were talking about what ingredients would you put in a special dessert named a Cassandra.
Right.
And she was trying to put all delicious, wonderful things in there, right. And then you ruined it for everyone.
You sure did.
With no, your potty you mouth.
No, you didn't.
Not for Mike, but for everyone else.
We have a great collection of girls who are applying
yeah.
this year, but we sort of have room for more.
Go to kevinandme.com. You can click on Miss Double December. It's very easy. You just fill out a few questions, put mm-hmm. put a picture on there. I don't know, recent, head, waist up, things we shouldn't have to say, but good pictures. You know,
you want to put yourself in the best possible light.
Right. There's one woman that sent in a picture of her just holding a giant box.
that's not a euphemism either.
It's full of like printer paper or something. And you just go, well, how is that?
How's that enticing?
That's an entry for Miss Double December. We're going, well, if we have somebody who needs to hold a box of paper, then she's in.
There's another girl posing in what looks like a bombed out factory after World War II.
Yes.
Just like she's standing amongst rubble and torn down walls and things.
And she's been living there since World War II.
Yes. It's like a Nazi painting on the walls. That's not sexy.
God. We're just saying sexy.
It's not sexy.
We're not asking for too much.
Nazis aren't sexy. That's what we're saying.
You can apply between now and Monday. If you have a friend who you know would love to do this, let them know. And go to the website, kevinandme.com, sign up. And on Monday, on Tuesday, I believe, we'll give you the top 10.
Tuesday's Monday's the cutoff then, right? And then Tuesday, we'll put the top 10 up on the website, and then the listeners will get a chance to vote.
That's correct.
And so, we'll be having our live Miss Double D pageant sometime after that. I forget what the date is, but
it is December. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and Andrew Siciliano is on our program now. Andrew, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Hold the applause. Good morning.
Love the Red Zone on DirecTV.
You're far too kind.
Andrew hosts it. You can watch pretty much every game at the same time.
Pretty much. Yeah. Absolutely every game.
Until your head explodes, or my head explodes, one of the two happens, or I have to run out to go to the bathroom, has unfortunately happened twice the last 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Twice the last 2 weeks?
How do they cover when that happens?
One each week. They have these things recorded. Like, you're watching the Eagles and the Bears, and we're going to switch to another game because I'm in the bathroom.
But why would you? Because they're the Eagles.
Something stupid and not really pithy, although I think it is like that, while I'm running off to the bathroom. We've thought about doing the Leslie Nielsen thing. Naked Gun, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Or you wear the mic into the bathroom?
Exactly. Well, I have to wear the mic into the bathroom. They're not going to un-mic and then re-mic.
You just hear what sounds like a fountain going for about 5 minutes?
I'm sure there's a tape somewhere which can't be sold for anything that somebody has, but...
I'd like to suggest that as a viewer, I don't want that.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if you're watching, Dallas and Green Bay or something?
It would
and all
make me laugh.
You'd hear the echo, hear too,
of the tiles, you know?
It would make
hear
that.
Giuliano going...
And then it goes on and, on and on. Like 7 minutes later, you go, how much can this guy have?
Exactly.
Well, who would you rather hear, me in the bathroom, or say, if you were still working, Madden?
No,
John.
You would not want to hear that.
Oh, Madden, wow. A second.
Madden's
so much worse. It would be destruction. All right, Andrew, let's talk about last week for a second first, and then we'll get into this week's football. New England Patriots.
Heard about it.
28-yard line?
28-yard line.
Fourth and two?
1.5.
Indianapolis? Went for it on fourth, didn't make it. Indianapolis won. Everybody called him an idiot. What do you think?
I don't want to call him an idiot. He has many rings and many shiny trophies, but Bill Belichick made clearly, hands down, the wrong call. And if you don't believe me, Rodney Harrison, who invented the cheap shot, at least in this decade in football, played for Belichick, won with Belichick. He's on NBC. They cut to him immediately afterwards, and the first words out of his mouth were, Coach, I love you, and I'm paraphrasing, but that was the worst decision I've ever seen you make. Tony Dungy said the exact same thing.
What were you thinking, basically? Was
you
the
can't
response.
Do it. Well, listen to Al Michaels' voice,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no, it's great. Al said,
you can't believe it's happening when it's happening.
He's coming to the line, but... You know, he's going to try to draw them off. He's not actually going to do this.
You don't go fourth and two in your own area, especially with the Colts and the best quarterback in the league right now. I mean, it's just, it was, and then I got a bunch of emails from people we made fun of, and a bunch of people were like, oh, no, no, you, the percentages of time.
No, you'll forget about the percentages. No. Forget about the percentages. It's if you punt, hypothetically, worst case scenario or average scenario, they have it on the other 30, they have 70 yards to go.
Right.
What do you want, 70 yards or 28 yards with Peyton Manning?
If they don't make it, they take over right there.
You know, the funny thing is, they actually probably did make it. Kevin Falk bobbled the ball.
Right.
They were out of replays. They had to burn a timeout at the beginning of that possession. They were actually unorganized, something that Tom Brady never is.
Right.
They called a timeout before the first play. If they hadn't done that, they could have challenged it and very likely still
would have got a better spot.
I think that by the time he got possession, it was a big yard mark. It was the 30. It wasn't like the 34 that he had to get to. It was a large landmark. I think they would have given it to him. I really do.
Because
they blew it.
Because
they totally
he bobbled it, they gave it to him where he went down. But in reality, he got control of the ball before he went down.
In the air.
In the air.
Before he hit the turf. I think he had it.
Yeah.
So it was actually a gutsy move that probably worked, but in the end didn't work because of intricacies of the rules.
But I like to see bad things happen to Belichick.
Well, that's why everyone's making such a big deal about it, I think, because it's Belichick.
You know, he's...
Because coaches make worse decisions like that in almost every game, almost every week.
I emceed an event with him a couple of years ago.
Right.
And sitting backstage beforehand, I kind of had the same impression.
That must have been a party.
You
and Belichick.
No, women on top of bars and everything. Yeah, ripping shirts off. Yeah, beer bongs, the whole nine. Yeah. He wasn't that bad. I was actually impressed. He's kind of personable. He's not exactly Mr. Chucklehead here.
Right.
But he didn't crack jokes, but he came across as a somewhat... nice guy.
Fake.
But he was also getting paid to be there.
Yeah, fake.
Yes.
Maybe that's why he was happier.
No yes.
way. But if Mangini had made this decision, it would have been talked about for about a half an hour, and then it would have been
stopped. Do you have to go to?
Yes.
All right. Tom Coughlin had made this decision.
Well, Tom Coughlin's won. Eric Mangini has not done anything other than appear in one episode of The Sopranos off to the side at a table, and they said, hey, the Manginius, right? That's the only thing Eric Mangini's ever done in his entire career.
I'm just saying, because it was Belichick, I think it got a lot of attention that would
have
gotten otherwise.
And the national TV game. Colts-Patriots undefeated team. That's why they're undefeated right now.
Yeah.
Not that Peyton Manning couldn't have brought it back down the field, but they are undefeated today because of that.
They had a decent chance of losing either way because of Peyton Manning.
Absolutely.
You want to make it as hard as possible.
Absolutely.
Will the Colts go undefeated this season?
No. Matter of fact, I think they lose this week.
All right. Really?
I think they lose this week in Baltimore.
They play Baltimore.
Even though the Ravens have a short week, they had a Monday night. I was at that game. It really wasn't a game. It was a practice. They beat the Browns in a scrimmage. They lost Terrell Suggs in that game, but they won that game. And I just think this is the end of the road. The Colts have barely scraped by the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Right.
Now, granted, one of them was against the Patriots. They had the Niners at home as well. They had tight games, but they barely scraped by.
Do you do fantasy football?
I do, but
Maurice
not well
Jones
this year.
Drew?
What about it?
Was that the guy that stopped?
Maurice Jones-Drew was the one that took a knee last week.
Yeah.
On the 1 yard line.
On the 1 yard
Could
line.
Could have scored.
Genius play.
He was told to do it.
I imagine. Who would do that on their own?
He was told to do
set
it.
Set up the situation because I didn't remember exactly what it was. But
all right. End of the game. Jacksonville's driving. Need a touchdown to win. Need any points to win. All right. They're down two. So a field goal wins the game. Jets are out of timeouts. So instead of going in with about a minute 45 remaining, he took a knee on the 1 yard line, which means they still have to score. If he had gone in, Jets kind of let him get there.
Right.
It was the let him
score
kind of play.
The ball.
To
get the ball back.
It wasn't blatant, but it was close.
So he could have run into the end zone. I've never seen this before. And stopped
giving them
the
ball back. He dove and took a knee on the one.
On the 1 yard line.
On the one. Now, here's the risk.
Yes.
What if they missed the field goal?
Right, that's the thing.
Yeah, I don't like
it. But it's a close field goal.
I don't like it.
It's basically really, a point.
It was a point after.
Yeah.
It was like
an
extra point.
Yeah, and that's pretty high percentage.
Very, 99%.
But fantasy football players all over the world must have killed themselves.
You know what I didn't like about it? I do play fantasy football. Some of us, a lot of us do.
Okay.
He apologized to the fantasy geeks afterwards.
I know.
Isn't that, this is kind of a stretch, isn't that in essence, and we all laughed at it, but apologizing to gamblers? Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's true.
Fantasy football, the majority of us have $5 in it at least.
Right.
Right?
You pay
five
your
credits.
Dues to get in.
Five credits,
sure.
$5,
right.
$10, how many ever bucks.
Right.
In essence, we're gambling. Our kids do it, but we legalize gambling for our kids kind of with
right,
this.
Right, right, right.
He was apologizing to league-sanctioned gambling in a weird way.
What really is the difference between that and apologizing to people for not covering the spread?
There isn't. And that's my point. Yeah. There isn't. But it's league sanctioned, and we all have fun with it, and we have commercials with guys wearing their jerseys and throwing their foam fingers and stuff at the TV. It's all fun and games. It's not that big of a deal, but it is, in essence, legalized gambling.
Right,
if Maurice Jones-Drew came out and said, hey, apologize, here on the podium, right after the game, jersey on, I'm sweating. Dude, I am so sorry we didn't cover tonight.
Everybody out in Vegas.
You're right.
We didn't cover tonight.
That would have been a horrible, horrible thing to do.
Front page of the New York Times.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Or any other sports for that matter.
All right, Andrew Siciliano is here. We are going to talk some more about sports and football when we come back on The Kevin and Bean Show. This is The Kevin and Bean Show. Andrew Siciliano is here from DirecTV's The Red Zone.
Yeah.
And we're talking a little sports as NFL is happening again this weekend. What's going to be the best game of the weekend?
The best game of the weekend is actually, I think, the Charger game. I mentioned the Colt game earlier. They go to Baltimore. I think they lose. But the Charger-Bronco game, imagine like a month ago, the Chargers were so dead. There are a lot of us saying, trade Sean Merriman, break up the team, just burn it down, LT is done.
Right.
Now all of a sudden he's getting sacks, LT had his best game of the year last week, he had two touchdowns, and they're 6-3 and the Broncos have come back to earth,
that's
and so
why
now they're fighting
a,
for the division.
That's why you're not running a team, by the way.
That is why I'm not running a team, and that's why my fantasy football team sucks. Absolutely sucks. I think they win. I think they go to Denver, they win. That game, by the way, is one of the few games you could watch on TV.
Oh, really?
Like, free,
it's
real. Like, without DirecTV, that is.
Yes, of course.
TV, of course.
Do you think Rex Ryan will be crying again this weekend when they play the Patriots?
That?
No crying in football.
Rex Ryan's the coach of the Jets, for those who don't know. And he didn't cry after the game. He cried Monday. That was the whole Jacksonville, Maurice Jones-Drew dive on the one thing.
Right.
I didn't see that.
He came in to address his team and did one of these I love you so much deals that he broke down in a team meeting on Monday. Now, mind you, this came a day after USC's Mark Sanchez, last seen eating a hot dog on the sideline, remember?
Right.
He walked up to the podium after the game and he had written out his comments on the game. He had prepared a speech about the game.
Was he writing that on the bench as well?
I don't know. I have no clue. He played reasonably well. He's had his ups and downs. He read a speech, and then the next day, his coach cried in front of the team.
What's happening?
Other than that.
Yeah.
Jets are
important.
They're doing great.
I heard the guy who wrote his speech for Sanchez, the same guy used to write his papers for him in college.
Hey-o.
Did you see the video of him speaking a hot dog?
No.
That's not code.
No, that isn't code for anything.
On the bench.
He was hungry.
He's like hiding it.
Because you're not supposed to.
Take a bite.
He actually hit it between his knees.
That's true. That is true.
Because the camera caught him, and then he put it back down here.
Like Maurice Jones-Drew, then he apologized. In the press conference after, he said, I shouldn't have done that. It was out of line.
Hot dog. Why can't they eat?
How do you get it?
Why can't they eat?
There's nothing wrong with slamming a power bar or something like that.
They must have something there, right, for them.
It's considered uncool to eat stadium food on the sideline. Now, it's done in the preseason. I've been on plenty of sidelines in the preseason where these guys aren't playing, and they send the ball boy up to get a thing of popcorn.
Right.
That happens, right?
But doesn't it seem like if a guy's hungry, he should eat? He'll play better if he's...
He was
hungry?
Out of the game at that point, too.
Yeah, he was done.
Yes.
Wow.
And who would want... Let's step back. You've been to Oakland?
I've never been to that stadium.
Have you been to that stadium?
Stadium, no.
Okay.
why would anyone want to eat a fourth quarter hot dog there? Like one of those things that's been sitting in that, ugh, that water and that, ugh, that garbage.
I'm thinking if you're the franchise quarterback for an NFL football team, don't you have better options? Can't you send someone to get out pretty much any food you want?
Yes. Those things are I wouldn't eat them in the first quarter. I wouldn't forget about the fourth quarter. It's disgusting. I would sit next to him on the plane home.
All right. What other games are you looking forward to this week?
Jets in New England. I think you mentioned the fourth down thing. Patriots are angry. Patriots win that thing. Chargers, big way. New Orleans is still undefeated. They actually have a decent game on their hands at Tampa. And Atlanta and the Giants.
Is that a fluke, New Orleans? I mean, is it luck? Or are they really that
good? No, they're
solid?
Good.
I know they're good.
They're outscoring guys the last couple of weeks. The last couple of weeks, the defense isn't as good. I don't think they're Super Bowl good. They are get the right field, the right situation in the playoffs good. They can and could beat anybody. Mm-hmm. But a couple of years ago, they had a team that you thought was that good.
Right.
They went to Chicago in the snow, and the Bears blew them up in the second half. Just absolutely destroyed them. They were this close. This team has a better defense, but it's a banged-up defense. It's a really injured defense right now. Matter of fact, I think this is kind of ballsy. I think they could lose in Tampa, to be honest. Because Tampa's had a couple of weeks where they've looked really good with a rookie quarterback. So I think both undefeated teams are in big danger this week.
But every year it seems like the first half of the season in the NFL is sort of a mirage. You get a sense of who you think is going to get there, and then the second half plays out, and by the time the playoffs are run, who you thought was going to show up is completely out of
who'd we look, Ralph, in the first half? The Giants.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at them now. They've lost four in a row.
Coming off a bye this week.
Right, and now they get the Falcons this week, and they should win at home because there's no Michael Turner. But this year, there is the top, and there is the bottom, and there is nothing in between.
Yeah.
There's zero in between that scares you.
Is the worst game of the week going to be Cleveland-Detroit?
Yes.
I mean, really, that's just a sad little field, right?
Speaking of what would you do or why would you go to games, I went to the Browns-Ravens game Monday.
Andrew Siliano, by the way, is he's from Cleveland, huge Cleveland fan, and that's rough.
God bless you.
Yeah. You know, someone said to me, how cold is it and how many points would they lose by? And I said, 40 and 40,
which is
almost what it was. When you're four beers in and you were on a red eye and you haven't slept basically in 30 hours and you realize four plays into the game that they have no shot. And you are just freezing your tail off. And you think to yourself, why? You know, I turn to my brother. I love my brother. But why am I here?
Right.
Seriously, why am I here?
It was a bad decision. Because you got that big play at the end. You got that exciting play at the end of the game.
You know, that play shouldn't have happened.
Of course not.
No, the league found out. They looked at the tape. The Browns were given four timeouts.
Oh, really?
They called timeout to set that up. They called timeout to set up to get their best player injured at the timeout they didn't have.
Don't you think the league is just going,
they couldn't win.
Exactly.
The league is just going, look, give them an extra time. Well, what does it matter?
Let them run one more play. Come on.
15 players. Who cares?
Right. Like, yeah. I was going to say, like the slow kid. Go ahead. Just let it go ahead. Come on. Be nice to them.
That's the game to not watch.
They're pathetic. They played in the preseason. It's a rematch of that exciting contest.
They do in preseason?
I have no clue.
All right.
Yeah.
And you're a Cleveland fan.
I don't have any clue. You know what? They're so bad, you can't even care anymore.
Yeah.
That's how bad they are.
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
It's not a good time to be a Cleveland fan.
No.
All right. Well, DirecTV Red Zone, you can go to DirecTV.com or call 888-777-2454, and you can watch Andrew Siciliano between bathroom breaks. Talking to you about the football games and showing you every important minute of every game. It's sort of expensive, but it's worth selling like a pet for.
Whatever it costs, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Which
pet?
Depends, you know, whatever you have.
Yeah. Okay.
If you have a pet and you can get enough money, it's worth it. That's all I'm saying.
Sell a kid.
Maybe a kid.
Yeah, sell a kid.
Maybe.
That depends on the kid. Yeah, trouble.
And can you get pay-per-view with that, too? Because if I'm selling a kid, I want movies.
They'll work with you sometimes. DirecTV will work with you. They'll give you a deal.
Is that right?
Yeah, it depends.
The kid deal?
You know? Like, look, I've been a good customer. I sold my kid. I'd like the super fan package, please. And could you give me two pay-per-view movies?
And can we make it HD? Yeah. And can you keep the names of the pay-per-view movies off my bill, please?
That's right.
Please. Please. Always.
All right, Andrew. Thanks for coming. Always love having you. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and Ralph Garman is back for another look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Rob Pattinson maybe has the biggest movie in the world right now.
Yeah.
As of today?
Yeah. As of today. Of course, New Moon opens in theaters. Opened last night at midnight, and it's tough being Robert Pattinson.
It is.
Just ask him. He'll tell you.
Very difficult.
He'll sit you down and cry you the blues about how hard it's to be a sex symbol and a big movie star.
Hey, we understand. We're in the same...
Oh, now he's saying he would love to achieve the American dream of owning his own home, but he can't. Because
why?
He can't look for a place
in peace.
Oh, that's it.
The what? Paparazzi follow him everywhere. He is worried that people will find out where his new home is and he will never have a moment's rest because he can't even look at houses because the paparazzi and the press are following him.
You're exaggerating.
So intensely. I kid you not.
You're exaggerating.
He says he has no, he might have to rent forever. He may not be able to ever buy a home.
Because, and does he move from month to month?
Because the paparazzi.
Because they find where he lives.
Are just absolutely awful.
I'm dumbfounded by that. There's no.
Can't even look. Can't even look at the homes.
Can't even look at a home.
Can't.
Because what?
He's starving too. Can't get a meal because paparazzi follow him everywhere. They follow the food to his mouth so he can't eat.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's going to die soon.
Yeah.
That's this guy.
I'm lose him.
I cannot wait for a couple years to go by until he's signing autographs for $20 a pop at the Beverly Garland Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
On Hollywood Has-Been Day.
And he can't buy a house.
It's him and the guy who played Boomer on Battlestar Galactica and Freddy Krueger's hanging out. They're all signing 8x10s for beer money. F you.
Yeah, that's kind of obnoxious.
Amy Winehouse.
Hot.
Hot? Yeah, she's a babe. According to her father, Mitch, has sprung a leak in one of her implants.
Already?
Yeah. The London Sun tabloid says Mitch told them that one of her brand new breast implants is leaking and trickling some sort of fluid. And so she's going to have to go to the hospital and get patched up. That's not a problem. They just pull out the nail and they put some silicone sealant in
very
there.
Very simple.
And you're back on the road. It happened to me.
What? Why doesn't her dad shut up? What is that? Does she want to use him as a spokesman or something?
I don't know. He has been sort of the conduit to the press.
Right. Well, maybe she wants it that way, but...
How do you pop a boob, though? I'm guessing she got so loaded she fell face first in the street and...
That's exactly what she did.
Sprung a leak.
I'm sure.
And by loaded, you mean was taking cold medicine.
That's right. She had a bad reaction to cold medicine.
Right, of course.
Steven Spielberg and Stephen King are teaming up.
That's unlikely.
No, it's happening.
No, but
it's very likely.
It's an unlikely pairing. I would never have guessed that.
Yeah. They are teaming up to do a TV series based on Stephen King's new book, Under the Dome. You familiar with this?
No. I read an excerpt from it. They had an excerpt in Entertainment Weekly.
What is it?
The book's premise is there's a small vacation town in Maine, and an invisible force field drops down and envelops the city.
No one can come in, and they can't go out.
No one can leave. No one can enter.
Okay.
They are literally under the dome.
Okay.
Well, how do you survive?
And then,
what happens?
You can't get food in. You can't get food in.
People start writing. What?
You can't leave. You can't go to work. What do you do? What do you do?
Eat everybody else.
Cannibalism.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you have to go right to.
Well, it's Stephen King. That's a pretty good guess.
That's true.
So apparently Spielberg is going to produce a series. I'm guessing it's going to be a miniseries based on the book. Unless
that
they're
sounds
gonna
interesting, though.
To go on. What does that mean? What are you even doing?
You got to eat everybody else.
Oh, God.
A foul human being.
What? On every level.
Thank God it's radio.
The Who are going to be performing at the Super Bowl.
Hey.
Who?
Yes, exactly, Lisa.
No, but who's performing?
That's what I said. Yes.
Okay, just tell me who it is.
That boy's going to go, wait a minute, Yes is performing at the Super Bowl?
Darn it.
Someone should tell Roger Daltrey to stop slamming football.
Oh. That seems like bad form.
Roger, lead singer of The Who, said, yeah, football is good, but it can't compare to British rugby, where someone usually breaks a body part before the match is over.
Oh, he's going to get booed.
He said, rugby is tougher. It's a more macho sport than football. He's right, but
I think it is.
That's fine, but the guys know your audience.
But you're going to play the Super Bowl in February, so shut up.
The guys who play rugby are flat out crazy.
Yeah, you have to be mentally ill to play that game.
But yeah, if you're going to play at the Super Bowl, I don't know, maybe not. Shouldn't badmouth it a lot.
And Justin Long and Drew Barrymore may have split up.
Again.
Star Magazine says the popular actress, director, and producer got fed up with Justin's attitude, his tendency to mope, and to be a couch potato. Well, good luck finding another guy then, because that's all of us. We all have attitude, we all get a little mopey, and we do like to watch the TV.
That is pretty much guys in general.
So just go lesbo, because that's what you got. That's what you're... You got a problem with that? You got a problem with men. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we?
Do
on
it.
This November 20th, I apologize, last hour I said the 19th.
You did.
Because Dave the King of Mexico put 19th on my birthday list.
Can't trust him, ever.
And being the sap that I am, I just read what's in front of me.
Yeah.
Instead of thinking for myself. Of course, Dave has been up for 24 hours now.
Has he?
Well, he went to see the midnight showing of New Moon last night.
Miss Cleo, by the way, got some interviews at the midnight screening, which we're going to play coming up.
Awesome.
They're great.
Can't wait, because she's quite the journalist.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthday is Jared Falwell of Kings of Leon. He's 23 years old today. AFI lead singer Davey Havok celebrates his 34th birthday. Joshua Gomez from Chuck, which returns to NBC next year, is 34 as well. Sendog of Cypress Hill is 44, as is Mike D of the B Boys. Sean Young is 50 years old today. Actress Bo Derek.
Derek.
Is 53 years old today. You have to get near a microphone if you're going to do any of that
stuff. I've told him this 10 times.
Just get close to one. Just be in the same room as a microphone if you're going to start chirping
I have a better idea. Shut the F up.
Why, Rob?
How about that?
Because people would like to hear what's going on.
Stop talking.
Sounds clear to me. I'm going to kick your ass. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show as
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 23 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Woo!
This is the Kevin and Bean Show.
Woo!
Today, of course, Twilight New Moon comes out.
Woo!
Our own Miss Cleo, who answers the phones here.
She does much more than that.
She does much more than that. You're right.
She is
magical, amazing, spectacular.
Yes.
She is a utility player. We put her on the field in almost every given situation during a game.
She can do anything.
She's special teams. She plays both sides of the ball.
Oh, she's special teams, all right.
Special Olympics.
So, you went to the midnight screening last night.
Yes.
Twilight. And you took a tape recorder so you could get some interviews.
Yeah, because they'd be crazy.
Right.
Because the Twihards be crazy. Yeah,
they would be crazy. You were going to the midnight screening anyway, right? But they would be crazy.
Yeah.
All right. So, here is...
hold on a second. I'm a little concerned because we're giving Cleo some equipment to go out there that she may not be familiar with. Right?
Right.
But so I wish someone would have checked with her to make sure that she knew how to operate the equipment, and everything was working well, and everything was going to be fine.
Well, I use that equipment the most.
Psycho Mike, you go out in the field quite a bit to get interviews for us.
And so I texted Miss Cleo last night, I'd say around 9-ish, right, Miss Cleo?
Yes.
And I said, how's it going? And she texted back, well, I haven't gone yet, but everything on the audio end is okay. Everything's perfect.
I have a feeling I know where this is going.
Hold on a second.
Am I overstating that?
So you checked with her, made sure she knew how to operate the equipment, and everything was working well.
She said everything audio-wise is perfect. It's working great.
All right. Feel better. Now I feel more secure. Now I'm looking forward to hear the interview.
I know how confusing it can be.
Well, sure. It can be, sure.
Okay.
So midnight screening, here's the first part of Miss Cleo's interview.
Okay.
Test. All right, so...
What?
Right?
Okay.
What?
What the hell happened? I think I was able to make out none of you brought your boyfriends?
Yes.
I wish
she
just tested that microphone.
First, my ears bled, and now I can't hear her. I asked Dave, who I was with last night at the midnight screening, I said something's not right multiple times. I'd do an interview, and I'd say, Dave, something's not right with this. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. And he said, no, it's okay.
He made the right call.
Numerous times.
Were you holding the microphone towards your own face when they were answering your question, and then you would point it towards them when you were talking?
Hey, I got plenty more tape. Ready?
All right. Test.
Dave, are you ready to watch the movie tonight?
Off.
Where's your gay shirt?
Off. All right, so that's our interview with Dave, the King of Mexico.
Wow.
What is this, Cloverfield?
How exciting he was.
Why is it cutting it in and out?
You're going to... I don't know.
What are you doing?
Is the recorder inside your body somewhere?
Yeah. No.
All right, you're going to have to tell me what's said here, because we took it to the lab, and the guys couldn't figure it out.
What do you think about my toe socks? They're pretty cool.
What was that?
What do you think about my socks?
My toe socks.
Toe socks.
I had toe socks on, and Dave tweeted a picture of it because he thought they're the ugliest, stupidest thing in the world.
Well, it's worth tweeting then.
And worth doing an interview about, apparently.
And then there's...
Yes, where's your mom?
Oh, man.
I think...
Where's your mom? Send that down to NSA. They wouldn't be able to come up with it.
Was there a word?
Yeah, I said, don't you have school tomorrow? Where's your mom?
Oh, I see. Yeah, that would have been cool if we heard it. And then, after that, she still was a little unclear on how the equipment was working, so there was...
Test.
That's pretty.
And then there was...
Are you hoping to get laid afterwards?
There's...
No,
it's
not. Oh, man.
This is a Blair Witch Project.
I think you were asking somebody if they were hoping to get laid after the movie.
Yes.
Okay.
We were hoping to get an interview. That's what we were hoping for.
And then there was...
And,
what does it do to your masculinity?
It's like with a bunch of screaming 12-year-old girls.
12-year-old girls! Got that!
I did hear that!
Okay, but did you listen to the tape where I asked Dave numerous times what the
I'm
is
playing
going on?
You what we could salvage. I'm telling you,
this is what we got.
Omar is the best in the business at getting this kind of stuff and making
it sound good.
If
we scrubbed the audio, this is all we could recover.
It sounds like one of those tapes they uncover from the Dharma Initiative and lost. They just like find the buried underneath stuff.
So then there was.
Are you going to do what? You know, just went on tour and totally had a bump with a quill voice.
Wow. So you're going to tell me what that was.
Oh, that was a good one, too.
Yeah,
that
woman,
really? That woman went to Forks. She took a trip and went up to where the book is set and had like a CD signing party. Yeah. And
It would have been cool had we heard her be able to talk about that.
Yeah.
But no. Yeah. And then after that was this.
So would you say to someone who would maybe for coming to a midnight screen?
Oh my god.
They were never heard from again.
Wow.
We might, all I'm saying is this, we might need to send an engineer type person.
I'm saying maybe Cleo isn't our correspondent in the streets.
Oh no, are you kidding? And not get this?
Hello. Test, test, try light. Woo-hoo. Can you hear it like echoing?
See, there.
Right.
Yeah.
You knew something was wrong.
I know, okay, I'm sure it's distorted. Now I'm going to go out there and get some interviews.
But
so then you follow that up with
test, test, test. Like I can hear that.
That's the.
I turned it all the way down now.
By the way, if you said to Dave, "This, I don't think this is working," and he said it's fine, he gets a raise because this is the best. This is the best interview tape I've ever heard.
All right. Well. Anything else you want to say about the movie? All right. Cool. Thanks.
You obviously had the gain cranked up so high that the limiter on the machine itself was shutting out the audio. That's why it was dropping out, so it wouldn't damage the machine.
The problem with digital is it either, if it's too loud, it distorts the hell out of it, or cuts completely out. That's the problem. And then there was...
You just got out of the movie. Are you a Twilight fan or an Edward fan?
Oh,
sorry.
Now, I understood that. Correct me if I'm wrong, but your question was, are you a Twilight fan or an Edward fan?
It was late.
I understood that question.
I had been up.
Twilight or Edward?
I don't think those are options.
Is that how it works?
Really? No.
No choices.
Yeah.
Twilight's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's it. That's all.
That's it?
That's what we have.
End?
Clocks?
That's what we have. Come on, people.
Please, go. Let's play.
What would we do without her interview skills?
She don't even know.
That's why God gave her boobs.
Test.
All right, so I see none of you guys bought your book.
The point of test is that you test.
Well,
and then you know if it's working or not.
Right.
Yeah, if you test, don't you then play it back?
Right.
After you go, test, and you play it back, and if you hear, test, say, oh, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Test.
Oh, something needs to be fixed.
Nope, that was perfect as is.
Yikes.
It's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
This week has got to be over.
It is.
Yeah.
What?
Yep,
it is.
Well, let's do the final Showbiz Beat of the week then, shall we? I'll tell you, say what you want about Miss Cleo's interviews with...
Test.
The Twilight New Moon crowd. They sure know how to open a movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Already getting numbers?
Midnight opening record. Two biggest movies who did the midnight openings have been Dark Knight, which made almost $20 million. And Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince made about $22 million.
So 20 and 22 just at the midnight screenings?
Just the midnight screenings we're talking about. Those were the record holders up to this point. Apparently, it looks like New Moon debuted at closer to $24 million just in the midnight screenings last night. No exact... number yet, but apparently that's what it looks like.
Most successful movies
record-breaking
don't ever get to 24 million, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's rare. That's a great weekend.
Yeah.
Let alone the first screenings at midnight last night. So.
You think anyone will see it the rest of the weekend, or is that it?
Oh, no. They're going.
I think it's sold out.
They're going.
Second.
So, congratulations, Twihards. That's all your money right there. You know George Foreman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. boxer?
Legendary heavyweight champion.
Got his grill.
Got his grill.
Created that lean green grilling machine.
Sure does sell a lot of grills.
He sure does. Yeah. You know, he names all his kids George, right?
Yeah.
All his sons. So George 1, George 2, George 3, George 4.
Like seven.
I think he's got four sons. I think maybe seven or eight kids altogether. He's got a daughter named Frida. Frida George Foreman is her name, by the way. I'm not kidding. She was in the news. Apparently, she was in a car crash. She ran into an auto restoration store at 1:30 in the morning, veered off the road, lost control of her Cadillac, went skidding through the grass, took out a utility box, and slammed into the Two Guys Auto Restoration business.
At least she's right there.
Crumpling the garage door. That's true. Crumpling the garage door and the sheet metal panel that was behind it and knocking some cars around inside. This happened at 1:30 in the morning.
That seems bad.
She told officers who showed up that she lost control of her car because she was eating cake.
That can happen.
It can happen.
If cake starts falling all over the car,
it's
you're in trouble.
Booze, it's the cake. So do not eat cake and drive, people.
Okay, good
That's
to know.
You need to remember. Unbelievable.
Is eating cake, is that code for DUI?
I don't think so.
All right.
I think she thinks she's actually going to get away with it.
Okay.
Oprah Winfrey is supposed to be announcing later today that she is ending her 25-year run on television. Her show will be going off the air at 2011.
I'm pigging out.
That's what she's going to do. She's going to spend the rest of her days just eating.
She's just going to explode.
She's going to eat her way through her fortune.
Does my butt look big?
She'd be like Mr. Creosote in Monty Python's The Meaning of Life. Remember that scene where the guy's just eating everything, and then he has one more thing. He's a wafer-thin after-dinner mint and just explodes all over the restaurant.
And she's been desperately fighting a weight battle her whole life career.
Yeah.
So it is going to be nice for her just to be able to just eat.
Ending her run, apparently. So
I'm so fat.
We'll know more details today when she talks about it on her show. But Lisa's got the latest scoop, and apparently she may be moving to California or not.
And she may be doing a show here or not.
Or may have another television network that she'll be running.
Or not.
Wow, that's...
So that's what I know.
That's got the scoop.
That's some pretty firm information there.
Tally.
I said done, Tally.
Speaking of Oprah, Monique and Oprah are in the outs, apparently.
Oh,
really? You do not want to get between those two if they're fighting.
Did they fight over food?
That would be like two bull elk going at it in mating season. Just butting heads and just, rearing up on their hind legs.
Are they both in a room with only one brownie?
Pawing at each other.
What happened?
Knocking antlers. Apparently, Monique stars in that new movie, Precious.
Right.
And Oprah was a producer of Precious.
I've gained weight.
And Oprah wants Mo to go out and promote Precious.
Well, that seems reasonable.
You're sure talking about Monique's performance.
But Mo wants Mo money to go out and promote her new movie.
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works, no. Once you do the project, you're obligated to do the press, and you got to go out and do
it. Does he get paid to do press for it?
No, you don't get paid to do
press.
No, I'm
saying that's what she wants.
Oh, yeah, Monique wants money to go out and promote the film.
Everything I eat is going to make me fat anyway, and so I might as well just eat whatever I want.
So Oprah now is cheesed off at Monique.
Blame her. I've never heard of that. Never heard of a star demanding money to go out and promote their...
I haven't either. If she's smart, she'd be out there beating the bushes about this thing, because other than that, she got nothing going on other than that badass talk show of hers, which is horrible. Josh Duhamel, of course, from Transformers 1 and 2, married to Fergie, is worried about his reputation. Apparently, he's told some friends that as rumor broke that he had an affair with a stripper while shooting a movie in Atlanta, he's worried that people will think he's a scumbag now.
What?
Or awesome. That too.
There's that.
Banging strippers in Atlanta. High five. Don't you worry about it, Josh.
Everything's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay, all right? Amazon.com has been selling DVDs and CDs for 14 years on our internet.
Yes.
They will take advanced orders for you. If you want to order a CD or DVD the day it comes out, you can pay in advance, and then they will mail it to you the minute it's available.
It comes the day it comes out, so you don't have to wait, you know, for the mailing.
Right.
Yeah.
So you got the pre-orders that they take. They've just announced what the biggest pre-order has been in their 14-year history. Happened this week.
This week.
Can you imagine what CD has been pre-ordered more than anyone else in the history of Amazon.com?
Mm. No.
Susan Boyle from Britain's Got Talent.
The bush pig?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Really?
That Julia Child-looking broad who sang on Britain's Got Talent, their version of that amateur talent show.
That's the biggest pre-order ever?
In the history of Amazon.com.
I'm going to have to guess that they haven't been offering pre-orders for a long time.
No, they have for a long time.
They
14
have?
Years.
What?
Largest amount of folks ever ordering a CD in advance since they opened 14 years ago.
Wow.
Guess people are waiting to hear her sing.
I guess.
She was sort of an internet phenomenon.
Right.
What? What are you guys looking at?
Just move on.
Oh, man.
You are not helpful, Mike.
I can't even focus now.
Just move on.
I don't even know what I'm talking about. And Carmen Electra has a girl-girl sex tape on the internet.
Sex tape in quotes.
Yeah, it's not. It's close. Not what we. It's not everything we'd like to see, but it is Carmen and an attractive girlfriend of hers, and apparently a dude who's working the camera, and they are getting very frisky and affectionate with each other. No response yet from Carmen's rep regarding when the video was shot, who it was shot by, or who the lovely young lady is who is her co-star.
I just hope there's more.
But I hope there's more, too. It looks like it is an edited, truncated version of something we could see more of. But I'm assuming, and this is based on nothing, I'm guessing Carmen released it herself. Because yeah. It puts her in the best possible light. It's not graphic or really problematic for her and her career in any way. Not that a full-blown sex video would be.
And she's way hot in it.
She's way hot in it. She looks very put together. And her and the girl look great together, and she's just scantily clad. She's not really naked in it, so I can't imagine that if it was to be leaked by her camp, it would do nothing but good for her. Because, look, we're talking about Carmen Electra. And when's the last time we did that?
She could release one a week. I'd be happy.
I think she should. I think it should be a series. Let's talk about today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Jared Falwell of Kings of Leon is 23 years old today. Nadine Velasquez.
Oh!
She was on My Name is Earl. We found out today she's also on The League, the new show on FX, The League, about...
Which is great.
About fantasy football.
That is a great show.
She's 31 years old today. AFI lead singer Davey Havok celebrates his 34th birthday, as does Joshua Gomez, who plays Chuck's best friend on the TV series Chuck. Send Dog of Cypress Hill is 44 years old today. Didn't Send Dog and Carmen Electra used to go out?
No, I don't know.
She dated somebody from
she dated Be Real.
Cypress Hill Be Real. That's what it was.
Real,
that's
yeah.
Right.
She's dated a lot of people, to be honest.
She has never dated me, and she doesn't know what she's missing, quite frankly. Mike D of the B.
Steve.
Boys is 44 years old today. Sean Young celebrates her 50th birthday. Star and one time the biggest sex symbol in the world when she did that movie 10. Her name is Bo Derek.
Mm-hmm.
She's 53 years old today.
Let me tell you something.
What?
I would still crush that.
Oh, she's smoking hot.
She is.
She's
smoking hot.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got to see a recent picture of her. She is diabolical.
All right.
She must do nothing but just like work out and take vitamins and moisturize.
And it's no. It's not one of those I would do her cut out
a
of
favorite. No, if you saw her in a room, you go, right. Oh my God, who is that?
She's not hot for a 53-year-old.
No, she's hot.
I would just kill it.
Yeah, Derek.
First of all,
that's what I'd say to her if I saw her. She's 53 years old today.
First of all, you wouldn't kill it either.
I know.
Just for the record.
Yeah.
I try hard.
She wouldn't even know you were there. That's it. Let's go home.
Okay.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on Monday Morning Show. We have Mark Headley, who has written a book called Blown for Good. Now,
yeah!
That's a misleading title.
Gulp.
In that it's about Scientology.
Oh, and that's not sexy.
Mark was right in the middle of it. Teaching Tom
High
Cruise.
Up, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
For 15 years and then left the Church of Scientology.
How is he still walking around today?
I don't know.
Good question.
The beginning of the book, I've read like three pages now.
Oh, wow. Three.
He's riding away on a motorcycle and there is a
hail of gunfire whistling past his head?
No, but there is security from the compound that runs him off the road.
Wow.
That's how the book starts.
The compound.
I don't know any more yet, but I'll get to it.
Compound W?
Isn't that enough, though? I mean, really, that's pretty scary. We have Seth Green on the program. We have Harvey Levin on the program. So we will see you on Monday morning.
Thank you for listening. And God bless our troops.
The weekend can be a lot of fun for the family, or it could lead to disaster if you're not careful.
Don't bogart the joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
That's right. Anybody want a piece of my meat?
Don't bogart the joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Do you think you could identify a genital wart?
roll another one.
I won't go to a club now for less than 100,000.
Just like the other one.
You're a douchebag. I don't do well with douchebags.
This one seems to be about to quit. I need another hit.
Why does man need to drug? Why does man need to drug? Why does man need to drug? Why does man need to drug?
Roll another one.
Soy Barack Obama. You are able. Este mensaje.
Just like the other one.
New Zealand. It is a country. Yes, it is.
This one seems to be about to end.
The news makes you sad. Don't watch.
I don't have another sin.
I have one thing to say to you. Kiss my fat ass.
Well, that is a sucker punch to the gods.
Let's pass it around.
Nice job, guys.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Onions, baby onions! Raptors win! Raptors win! Get out the salami and cheese, mama! This ball game is over!
Hey, for a lot of deal, we gotta show some love for all the fighters tonight, man! It's all good! It's all good! It's all good, man! We still gonna have the after party. Holla at your boy!
Thank you for listening. God bless you.
What?
And God bless America.
This brutal ordeal is now officially over, and I will never speak of it again.